Can you hear me then? Okay, I'm testing my new different setup from Grumholderisms.
Why is it all overmodulated?
That's what I needed to know. Okay, so it's overmodulated.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm black. Hold on. Shut up. Don't be racial just because I talk a little black. Hold on.
Horrible.
No, you got to say, hold on. Hold on.
Even worse.
How about this? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How about this? Better?
Hello.
Hello. Is this better?
Well, at least I don't hear myself now.
Don't worry about that part. I can get rid of that part as soon as I find the bejoinered. Hold on. Hold on. Why didn't you tell me I was saying hold on wrong?
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
Niggas be all like, I'm on Strange Addiction. I eat couches. Okay. I eat mattresses.
How do we sound now?
You sound the same.
Oh. Let's see. It's nice. Cheryl, now you hear me, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had the wrong buttons pressed. All right.
Well, that's new.
I'm a graduate of boot camp. Did you put the Walls Fall?
No, why don't you download it yourself?
I don't know how.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You went to tech boot camp for how long and for how much money? And then you don't know how to download.
Well, that's why
a video
I need
from YouTube or Ustream. Yeah,
that's exactly
and
why.
And you can't Google it.
That's exactly.
They didn't teach you how to Google things.
That's exactly why I need the video to prove that, to make that point. But
well,
Cheryl,
sorry, I can't do that for you.
Why can't you just stick it in there instead of me having a Google shit?
No.
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 No what?
Pay me and I'll do it.
Oh, that's friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, we got $20. Didn't I send you an email? Somebody already sent us money.
Who sent us money?
I sent you an email. Check your Irma.
That was, you mean the $10?
Today, yeah.
No, not today. I didn't get no one to see me.
It was 20, I think.
Oh.
Stupid bitch, twice.
Oh, he's very nice. Who Mike is very nice.
Who was it? Chicken
$20.
He's Chinese?
Not Chinese.
What did you say, chicken nigga?
Mm-hmm.
CNN. This is CNN.
Like that video that you spent hours making? I know you did. I think you should show that video.
Fat? Mm-hmm. The fat in Alaska video? Oh, yes, that was very time consuming. I couldn't believe it. All these people are like, oh, that's so funny. I love that video. I'm like, it took me 10 seconds. I've never spent less time on a video because I just use the iMovie, you know, template.
That who'll do.
Right. Hold on. I got to turn the light on. Hold on. Oh, God damn it. I need to turn on my iPhone light in order to find the light in this house. Please don't be concerned. N-word. Shit. Let there be clipes. Cheryl, let there be lipes. Hello? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Now, in my video of Argrom last time, the super huge 362 megabyte file, did you happen to see the Easter eggs I put in there?
No.
You
I
damn bitch.
I tried to watch that shit. Now, what happened to your video, there's like a black bar. You put black bars on the side to make you seem skinnier or what?
And now I'm pink. How did that happen? I'm not sure why that's going on. It must be my video holder. I fell into
Well, it's working fine. I don't care if you're pink.
You don't like my pink?
No, it's fine.
You
to
don't
make
like pink. My color pink?
I like Let's your pink think, and so. Your pink.
Let me see if I can fix it, just because I don't want things to, like, not crash enough.
Hotline.
Tell me the story with this, Cheryl.
I don't know.
You
the
didn't.
Option line.
Is it the option line, or is it the hotline, or is it helpline? Because I always thought they said hotline.
They say all of it. They say hotline. They don't got good training.
But Miss Cleo, She always used to say hotline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hotline. Or did she say helpline?
I don't know. She's got a mush mouth.
You don't know. Not helpful, Cheryl. Not helpful much. Let's see. 360, 340. Oh, we want 640 by your mother with stink hair and blubby cunt. Maybe we should try that. 650p? What is this, p? You have to pee? What is this 650p? You cannot change the aspect ratio while streaming. I don't like that I'm pink. Well, tough shit, Cheryl. You know what? Deal with it. How's that? I can put something behind it like a holder. It says placeholder. Get rid of that.
Apparently you got an echo or something.
Oh, they're complaining again? Ugh, I hate everyone. Okay, I got rid of, at least I got rid of the white spot. Spock.
Nice.
Remember, at least I'm recording so I don't have to post this horrible thing.
I need some dessert. Let me get some dessert.
I need some disaster. How about this Grum? Hey.
How do you like the holder I made for you today?
Today?
Yeah.
I haven't looked yet, but I have put some additional items in there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Let me put these goatsies in there, too. I forgot about.
Goatsy.
We got to pray. Goatsy, like I mean.
And all you can do is pray.
Yeah, I know.
If you black and you want a hard time, you just got to pray.
Well, or you can also pee in the woods for a really long time.
Oprah?
Mm-hmm. Oprah.
That's what she does in her raid.
I wrote, Andy Vera is having a scandal. I think we're going to have to talk about it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time for her.
It's just funny because she said something. She's feuding between her and One-Turned Wisdom. No, the real one.
Wait a minute. One-Turned is back?
Wanda Wisdom.
She's back.
From where?
I don't know. She hasn't been anywhere.
No, Wanda posted a nice picture of Faye Dunaway. And okay. Vera said, oh my God, Faye looks horrific. What's happened to her? And Wanda, I think rightly so, was very insulted, saying, you know, look, Vera, this woman is older. You're a little older, too. I think you should have some compassion for what happens due to, you know, the luxury, because it is a luxury, of being able to age.
Okay.
And they fought about it. So, and then, all these people who are friends of Andy Vera, they're chiming in on other stuff, because she got a virus on her computer today. So I finally had the opportunity to say, she said, how do I get rid of the such and such virus? Of course I said, get a Mac, because she's always saying get a PC. But then these people Vertigo are commenting, basically ass-kissing on Vera for some reason. And they said,
Kinko is his wife.
Kinko was commenting too. And Kinko writes, yes, Andy Vera, just throw it out and buy a new one, lols. And I wrote underneath that, oh, Kinko's lovey, stop that nonsense. Kinko's lovey. You like that? Kinko's lovey?
Not
you don't like calling him Kinko's lovey?
No, I don't like any of
that. Yeah, you do. You know what I was thinking about today as I was feasting my eyes on a rather... not like that. A rather... Well, I don't want to say...
talking about your incident at the gym?
Yeah.
Fine.
Grimace. Let me put an appropriate picture.
Grimace. You saw Grimace at the gym?
Basically. We wouldn't know purple, though. Purple Binky. Let me just check this. Binky. I don't think this is working right. Well, I'm going to do it this way anyway. You're going to have...
talking about your blanket?
Talking about a goatsy, which I'm going to put on the screen, but I don't know how to use this new holder. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm trying to get the holder audio. Oh, no, that's not what I want. Yeah. Can you hear me? Audience, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What? Beach balling.
Man. No.
Uh-oh. Not the audio, the video. Hold on. Beach balling due to goatsy. Do you see the goatsy at least?
There.
What?
You can't.
Do you see the Goatsy or not? Peekaboo Goatsy. Where are you, Goatsy? There you are.
Are you talking about the thing pouring out?
Yeah, but can you see me playing Peekaboo Goatsy?
Peekaboo
Goatsy. Peekaboo Goatsy. Do you see me playing Peekaboo or not?
Yes. Yes.
Peekaboo Goatsy. Lechemin Haaretz. I am going to turn up the audio because I see that the levels are quite low on the Goatsy Lechemin Minsterator. I can call it that, right? Goatsy Lechem Minsterator.
Meat Market.
What?
Meat Market.
Goatsy Lechem?
Show us some more pictures from that website. It's amazing.
How down?
It's amazing.
Where is the input? Input, output.
That's not it. I don't remember.
Whose vagina hurts?
Deborah.
What hurts? I thought there was like a... Hello?
Hello?
That should be a little louder now, I think. Louder Lechem. Goatsy Lechem. Mean Haaretz. Goatsy. Hold on, I'm testing. Goatsy, 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 Goat. Why is my phone ringing? Oh, who cares? La 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 la. Is the audience able to hear us okay? Let me get this Goatsy off the screen. Don't need this here Goatsy, do we now?
Not a fresh meat market, that's right. Girls.
Girls?
Girls meat market.
Why is my Goatsy in keep... It's Beach Berlin. I don't know. Why am I pink?
Pink?
I'm pink.
Pretty and pink.
Nope, ugly. Fiat. I'm fiat and pink. Pink.
Well, I'm fat. I'm sweating.
Overweight is...
Gotta go sit down.
Okay, let's just look at the pictures the proper way. And
that's what you get when you're
This
overweight.
Is better, I think. You should... Oh, no, let me switch to holder audio. Hello, holder audio here.
You...
Okay, do you see the ghosts there? Yeah.
Holder.
My Strange Addiction blacks?
That's right. Racial.
What's this? Oh, I put some nice club pictures on here. Do you see them? Kriya sent me these. Look at this. I let me know when you get on the screen. Because it's really tragique. We have the glow in the dark. These are New York. Apparently New York is no longer like hip, beautiful people. It's ugly, Restylane-enhanced trolls. And there's pictures of them everywhere. Why are my levels still so low?
Yeah, so have you seen that new HBO Grom getting on?
No, what's that?
Or coming on.
What
it's
that be?
Real good. James told me about it.
Oh, James.
Yeah, it's very
Wait
good.
Wait a second. Why is it coming from...
Madge, I think you'll enjoy it. I put a little clip from that Grom in the there's a racial, but...
You're not paying attention to what the audience says.
Things are horrible.
Pay attention to the audience, because they had the wrong mic on it. You should have known that. Yep. You should have known that. Because the holder vision.
You should have known.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheryl, do you see the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Does you?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
All right. Say hello.
Excuse me?
Hello.
Say it loud, I'm black, gay, and proud.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Mm.
Hello.
Hello.
So what? Look at his cheeks, though. He's had these. Do you see the black guy has these enhanced cheeks?
The black.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, and then the middle one is the only one. Like by comparison, he looks normal. And then what about this queen on the right with these 1980s, you know, glasses?
I like
with
her.
You do? What's she drinking though?
She liked to
I've
eat.
I've been drinking.
She likes to eat.
I've been drinking. Oh, wait. Oh, we got money. How now? We got $40 from, oh, our lovely Lisa's queen. She's the one that got me no-show socks last year for my birthday. Thank you so much, Lisa. But this doesn't, just so we can be clear, this does not excuse you from having to buy my CVS diabetes socks this year.
I was at the Walgreens today, and I seen the diabetes socks, and they were all on sale, Maya.
How much?
I don't know. I just saw that they had some kind of, you know, sale tag. And
You didn't buy them for me, and they're on sale? Cheryl, please, they're comfortable. You don't understand. They're not really diabetes socks. They're pre-diabetes feet socks.
What are they?
Diabetes foot feet socks.
I know, but what are they?
They're just socks for pre-diabetes feet. They have a good, strong hold on your pre-diabetes swollen feet.
So does it, like, strangle your foot?
No, it feels good on your foot. That's the whole issue. Why are you... Oh, so, now this one is a really good picture. Now, I especially want to zoom in on this larger woman thing with... do you see this, Cheryl? You see it?
What about her?
The one in the purple and fat and with the... She's again got cheek implants and she's holding some sort of lottery tickets. Do you see that thing?
The lottery ticket?
Do you see her? On the screen.
Yeah, she's nice.
Okay, what's that about? And I used to have the same wig. The exact same wig.
You were black.
But what about her in the middle? And then we have God knows what on the right, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. What about the voguing one? Who's your favorite? Pinky in the left, voguing.
The one on the right.
Why?
Because she looks amazed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She looks amazed, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm crying. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking. I'm being Beyonce. Okay, so that picture's over. Want to show you another one, maybe? Oh, this one, she's fierce. Isn't she fierce? Look at that, Cheryl.
That's what James always says. Fierce.
Fierce. Because Miss Honey. Look at Cheryl. Okay, this one we have to zoom in on. Tell me when you see her. She's got Statue of Liberty forks on her or something. It's silver eye.
Four.
Yeah, like she's got pointy things coming out of her shoulders. Do you see her yet?
No.
You do? Okay, now I want
she's fierce.
You. Look at her nose. She has boogers in them. I'm zooming in.
What has it got?
Snot. You can see snot in her nose. Do you see it? I zoomed in. Let me know when you can see the zoom.
Zooming in on my own. Ugh.
See?
I think that's hair.
No, it looks like snot caked in. It looks like she had snot caked all the way coming out of her nose like in rolls, and then she just snipped them off with a knife or something.
Is it from some club called Sunday Cervix?
It's from New York. Chris sent them to me. It's horrible. Now, look at this midge. Now, I find it... Do you think that alcoholics always have to put their glass in the picture?
Yes,
I think they do that. I think it's because it's like they're...
But what's
their
with
friend.
The blonde her?
I think that's High
so
Her.
Horrible.
I think this party's from Austin, from High Herville.
I think so.
Oh, God, we should play that amazing video, too. That was the worst... best video I've ever seen.
No comment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the best, though. Look at this one. Speaking of Midge, what is this racket? Now, let me know when you see it, and then I'll zoom in on the...
Halloween. Oh, no.
But look at the Midge. The Midge has Santa as a slave, and look at his penis. It's in a sack. Do you see that? Do you see that? His penis is right there. I got the arrow pointing on it.
It's just a horrible match.
So look at that peen. Like, who makes this shit?
Who says that that's okay?
Lady Gaga. And the Midge? Hello, this is... I mean, like, it's just so sad to me, like, on so many levels. Oh, this one. Here she is voguing again. Now, I can't tell. Is she voguing hard or hardly voguing? Look at her. Mm-hmm. I'm fierce. She took a time travel straight from the early 90s. I'm fierce. Fierce. Look at me. I'm fierce. Look at my Ray-Bans. I'm so fierce. You can tell, like, all what do these people all have in common?
Remember when we did, we got the records for Miss Honey?
Oh, yes. I still have them. But you know what she were...
Yeah. And she said fierce, and you lost it.
Yes. But you know what? There's the what do these people all have in common that we've seen tonight? They all bought their cheap-ass club clothes from the horrible, you know, Korean hair markets on Fulton Mall in Brooklyn. You know those horrible stores that everything's made of, like, this cheap plastic shit? And there's all these Vietnamese men walking down the aisles making sure you're not stealing things, or Korean, whatever. They all come from there. Now, two more pictures. Oh, a goatsy. Oh, down. Let's get straight. We didn't get in on the goatsy. There's a wonderful blog that somebody alerted me to yesterday. And can you see the goatsy up closey? Let me know. See the common duty? Hello? Who sent that to me?
I told you you have to find some more pictures from there.
Is this... this is what... who are we talking to? Deborah yesterday on the holder. Wasn't she showing... And can you put this on... Are we on YouTube? Did you Facebook tweet...
YouTube?
No, did you Twitter sheet this episode or not? The fact that we're on... I didn't tweet it or anything.
Twitter sheet. I put it on my face page.
That thing. Yeah, that's what I'm not... Okay, this is all coming from hotmeatmarket.tumblr.com, and it's a maze. Especially page three. Especially the page three. Okay, so you see the duty and everything? The com? It's just weird. It's like, I can't believe that's even real. Maybe it isn't. But how would you face... Oh, this one is great. It says, his t-shirt... I love the t-shirt. It says, power bottom slut cunt, hole for hire. No, that was his hat. He's not wearing a t-shirt. And look at that thing he's got in his ass, and look at his goatee. See that, Cheryl? Oh. What do you think about that? And what's written on her arm? Some dumb, tacky script tattoo.
It's a fucking cunt.
Power bottom slut cunt. What's this? No, you put this in the holder, and I don't know what this is. I'm just going to stick it
it's
in
there. It's for my grom. I don't know.
What about, are we going to play the Deborah clip, the one that she didn't want to play?
What one she didn't want to play?
About the ritual satanic abortion.
I don't know. We might just need to make some calls with her.
Is she on? Is she available? Cheryl! Wake up.
Is that coon gone?
What?
Where's my purse?
Is that coon gone?
Where's my purse?
I don't like that, Cheryl.
Now, man.
Her pug was channeling from the other side.
Man.
Yeah, oh, that's my name.
You need to watch that Grom. Would you like me to put that Grom in the holder for you?
Yeah, of course. Could have done that before, stupid bitch. Squared.
Excuse me.
God, you're so prepared. Oh, Cheryl, she's there. I see a Deborah. I'm going to call this thing. I'm going to call Deborah. Cheryl, would you tweet that? Well, now wait till she comes on that we're going to have Deborah Wilkerson on our program live. Oh, this is going to be good. I hope. Deborah. She just sent me a Facebook tweet, a Skype message. It says, that coon. I don't know what she means. Deborah? You there? Deborah?
Hello?
Hi, honey. Hello. Oh, how are you, Deborah? Is everything okay?
Debbie?
Everything's good, just ringing in the new year, a little late.
How is Mr. G?
Well, he's doing okay.
Because you said he was dead, but then I saw him on Grindr. Okay.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, I think he homosexual and had to leave. But I found
that coon gone.
Sorry.
Is that coon gone?
Man.
That was Cheryl asking a question.
Oh, the now what
is that coon gone?
Matt, did you see all the programs I put in the holder for you?
Nope. Deborah, you sent. What about that nice recording you made about the ritual satanic abortion? Can we
She's
play that?
She's gonna put it in a Grom.
Can we play that? Is that okay?
No, it's gonna be part of her Grom.
Oh, you're gonna put it in your Grom.
Yeah. Well, I was debating on not putting it in there, but then Cheryl opened my eyes to it.
Coons.
I mean, we could play it now. Can I just play a preview of it because it's so good?
Yeah, we can have a world premiere.
Madge, we've got
but this
live.
Is shut up, Cheryl. Well, we're just going to play the first couple minutes as a teaser for Cheryl for Deborah's Grumhole.
Okay.
And it'll be for God because God doesn't like Satan, right? Right, Deborah?
Yes, or abortion.
But you know what somebody was talking about? I was talking on the internet today. I had a nice discussion while I was avoiding life. And somebody said vegans should not be pro-abortion. Do you agree with that, Deborah?
No.
Don't tell her what to say, Cheryl. She can make her up her own minds.
Well, I think it's all up, you know, to really, if you just read the scripture, as my friend from No Abort went and said, you know, thou shalt not kill. So
okay, but if it's aborted, but what about we were talking about this too. What happened to is it No Abort? Is it the helpline when they answer hotline? And didn't it used to say hotline? Didn't she used to just say hotline? Now there's all this fancy.
It depends on what you got.
Yeah, depending. Sometimes I call and I get this girl name. I think her name's like Catherine, and it sounds like she just woke up out of the bed and her boyfriend's with her.
Are you talking about Cleo? You can break
this connection. Mm-mm, Catherine. She always wakes up late at middle of the night, and then her boyfriend got on the phone one time.
Her boyfriend?
Huh?
Said hi.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
This isn't it.
I'm bored.
What?
That's the one I did today.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. Okay, I don't want that one.
Huh? Hey, I just got done cleaning your house.
You got done doing what?
Hot Meat Market was wonderful, but you shouldn't be living in that house.
What are you playing?
Oh, this is another Deborah Grom.
No, that's really not the one you're supposed to
I know, play. That's why I'm looking for it. Could you listen to me instead of clogging your ears with Cheez-Its? Jesus Christ. And you're eating on the phone again, Cheryl. Sorry, Deborah. You don't need to hear us fighting.
I actually just clean up.
Yeah.
I'm a bachelor.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah.
It's Mrs. Gary.
You know how old I am, right?
Now, how old are you?
56.
What's wrong
here
with
it is.
That?
Here it is. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, this is the helpline. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I'm trying to decide my options.
Okay. Well, we have what are called
You only got the left side of the audio.
I know, but I don't know. That's because that's what you gave me, honey.
The variety of research.
You get, no, I mean, the audience can hear both.
Well,
you're saying you can
need,
only hear
like,
one?
To know, because he's going to call me back in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, you should be hearing both.
Okay.
They're wanting to buy it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wanting to buy what?
Are you going to judge me?
I'm not going to judge you. I'm trying to understand what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I spoke to this man off Craigslist, and he offered to buy my fetus for $1,500. Mm. And I'm nervous.
Okay. And you're pregnant right now?
Yes.
Okay, and how far along are you?
Like 2 months.
Okay, so you're wanting to say that he can adopt your baby? Is that what you're saying?
No. He's wanting to do like a satanic thing or something.
How come I
don't know.
I only
hear Deborah? The money.
Because
I this sounds really
the audience
not
can hear
right
both.
To me. Why are you?
You're getting a mono. A Skype idea. Is somehow monophonizing.
I just Deborah was lazy.
I really need
mix
the money.
Yeah, Deborah's a whore. Sorry.
God, Deborah, what the hell is wrong with you?
No mix down.
And so you don't have any idea who this person is and what he's going to do. And he's going to give you $1,500.
I'll stop it for now. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I spoke to him on the phone. He don't sound that bad. I mean.
He don't sound that bad.
Okay, but anyone can act on the phone. And you're having.
I love that. That's my favorite line. Anyone can act on the phone. Really? That's a lesson we should all learn doing these no abort calls.
What do you mean?
Meaning that that's what exactly what Deborah is doing is acting. She's not really pregnant and nobody really wants to buy it. I'm assuming that that was fiction.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe far away and maybe real nearby. But my favorite part is when you tell her the reason you're going to sell your baby to ritual satanic child abuse is because you want to go to the Britney Spears concert.
Live in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And that cost, my black boyfriend really enjoyed that part.
And that cost $1,500?
Well, yeah, if you want a picture with her, and I want the face picture with her, too.
Facebook? What do you mean face?
Mm-hmm. You know, she does the Britney face, sort of looks like a turtle.
Yeah, I'm not aware, but I think that's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we raise money for you for that or the Mac Pro, or does it even matter?
Well, I think I might be more happy with the Mac Pro. I think it would be more, you know, give me more satisfaction in the end.
So to speak, or literally, are you actually going to put it in your rectum?
I'll abort it live on camera.
The Mac Pro?
Yeah. Well, I could do Britney, too. It just depends.
Helpline, how can I help you?
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you answered. Oh. Hello.
What can I help you with today?
I am so nervous. Are you there? Hold on one second.
Yes,
I think I might be pregnant.
Okay. What's giving you that idea? Do you feel like you're having
symptoms? Well, you see, I was gang raped by a bunch of Chinese laborers near Foxconn when I was on vacation, and I just took a urine test today at the Dr. Manili's office, and I'm just so nervous. He says I'm 2 months pregnant, and I can't be pregnant. I run a school for girls.
Did he do an ultrasound yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The new GE thing with the Mac Pro, that baby was in 3D. I can't be pregnant. It'll ruin my reputation at the school for girls. You know what I mean? And I'm over here at my
sister's. Anything that was your fault.
Listen, mm-hmm. I'm at my sister's. Are you listening, honey? A woman of my age, it'll kill me. I don't want to go down to Sister Sylvia.
You need to talk to your doctor about that, honey.
I already did, but I need to know my options. And I'm over at my sister's house, Cheryl, and I told her, and she passed out, and now she's in the bathroom, and she's prolapsed everywhere, and I don't know what to do. So can you give me some information on people? Uh-uh.
Is she conscious?
She is, but she's prolapsed, and I can't put it back in. Do you know how to fix a prolapse?
You need to call 911. You need to hang up with me and call 911.
Oh, no, she doesn't have Obamacare. I just need to know.
The hospital will take care of her.
No, you don't understand. Listen to me. I run a school for girls. They'll close the school. Okay?
I want you to get her help.
What do I need to? I don't care about her right now. Right now, it's about me and my baby. I don't want it. I want this girl taken out of me. Hello? Hello?
Hello? I'm not sure why she hung up.
I don't know either.
Rude.
She's prolapsed. Oh, that was funny.
I think maybe you'll need to call her back.
Deborah, did you see that movie that I vined the other day? There's a movie that Natalie's in about a fag hag. Did you know about this?
A long time ago, I think I remember you talking about it.
She said pussy in it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I wanted to slap it out of her mouth.
Here, let me get it on my vine holder.
Let's see.
Let's see. Higher up in the hill. Oh, the chicken. What is that? There's some duty? Too much Taco Bell? This is disgusting. I don't know what. That's not it, but I don't understand what people are proposing.
I got to talk about C.S. Madison.
Hold on. You love that Madison and her holes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I called, what is that, Bare Minerals today for you, Cheryl, and told them about your prolapse.
Uh-huh.
And she knew what a prolapse was, and she said that if you use the Bare Minerals concealer, it would cover the redness up.
One moment, here.
But how many inches would it be able to cover?
They always are insulting my pussy.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
I always thought it was weird she turned out to be the gay one when Joe was the one that I always thought was, you know.
She's not gay. She's a fag hag.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, in real life. Is she a real Natalie?
Is she a lesbian?
Yeah, in real life, Natalie is. And Joe is married.
What do you mean in real life? I thought all this was real life.
That, I mean, it is real. It was all this, you know, was the first ever live, reality show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were in France on the 2-day episode?
Uh-huh. And then, you know, Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Mrs. Garrett goes to Nazi Germany.
Mm.
Should we try to call Artie back?
Oh. Yes, it's called Artie, but he ain't going to answer.
Why not? Think so.
But I got my new boyfriend's number I've been talking to.
All right. Put her on. Give me the number through the holder, please.
He already has Artie's number.
No. Are you listening instead of eating Cheez-Its? She said Artie's not going to answer, but I have a new boyfriend. Why do you not listen, Cheryl? Well, Why don't you listen?
We also have. Remember last time we called the chat line and there was that guy. There were a few of the numbers that we got. One of them was James.
Okay.
And he was interested in Cheryl.
Deborah, what is this gentleman's name?
His name's Steve, and I think I should introduce him to my sister.
Okay. Dave or Steve?
Steve.
Like Stave Off Hunger?
Yeah. You can call him Stave.
So you're going to introduce you. Should I pretend to pick up the phone?
Yeah, they're going to.
The cordless phone in the living room.
Yeah, Deborah will introduce you and then you'll pick it up, right?
The corded phone, yeah.
Corded, yes.
Is there any other kind in this world?
No, it's the rotary phone. Rotary phone.
For future reference, he's listed in my Skype phone as Steve Sachs. Calling now. I hope he knows you're calling.
At his daughter's.
Oh, he's at his daughter's. Oh, that's good. Hope she's overage. Sorry. I love how these people all have, like, old-fashioned answering machines that they can screen. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, what's up? Oh, I was just back at my house, you know, mother was asking about me earlier while I was making all them loud noises and stuff. I had to tell her that I was on the phone with a Mexican, the gardener. But anyways, I wanted to call you back because I wanted you to know that I really am serious about getting married to you.
What's up?
I said I am serious about getting married to you. You know what we talked about earlier?
Right, yeah. I am
I mean, are you serious? I mean, I know, and that's the thing is I want to make sure you're serious as I am, you know? Feels like I've known you my whole life. And I paid today to speak to Sylvia Brown. That's why I hung up earlier and paid the $700. And she told me that you were going to be a part of my life. And I just wanted, and I told my sister about you and everything, and she's so excited for me.
Well, I am serious. I'm just a good, normal guy. I have my flaws. I'm I'm a bad boy, but I'm a good man.
Mm-hmm. What are your flaws? You know what they say about flaws? They're flaws are nothing but little lines
flaws.
In heaven.
We all have flaws.
Mm-hmm. Flaws?
No, I ride Harleys.
Okay.
I fish. I hunt. I'm your guy.
And that was right earlier when we discussed about the Negroes. And you said I was a deep southern woman.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Okay. Maybe we go a little hunting. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't tell anybody.
You crack me up.
See, we're meant for each other. That was the best $700 I ever spent.
Okay. And where do you live?
Now, Steve.
Huh?
Land Shore, California, remember? Near Red Lake. Mm-hmm. You said you knew?
That's right.
Okay. About to say. Mm-hmm. So anyways. So are you still at your daughter's?
Girls call me up from Washington, from North Carolina, and I was like, you know, my family's all right here.
Mm-hmm. Are you still at your daughter's house?
Huh?
You told me earlier, remember, you were at your daughter's house on the couch.
Oh, no, I had my own place. No, my daughter lives in the town. She lives in Temecula.
Oh, okay. Well, I just remember earlier. But, Steve, I want to let you know, no man has ever, you made me explode, Steve.
Well, I'll never be a man that makes you do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah, but I want to let you know something, Steve, and I hope you can understand this. Oh, my sister, I'm close to my family. You know, I told you about Mother, and I'm close to my sister,
too.
Cheryl. And I just wanted to know, Cheryl, pick up the phone. Hope you don't mind.
Hello?
Cheryl, this is Steve. This is the man that's going to be a part of my life and your life and Mother's.
Hello. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
So it's very nice to meet you. I'm doing very well.
I'm doing very good.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, I've been talking to this beautiful lady and...
Oh, Mrs. Garrett is a treasure, an American treasure, I always say.
Well, if she could accept me for what I am, I am what I am.
Ooh, well, what are you? Tell me more.
I'm a Vietnam vet.
Okay.
I did ride Harleys. I've gone through everything. I've been through the hot rod thing. I've been through the boat racing.
He's lived in every state.
I've done it all.
Every state? How old are you?
56.
Oh. So every state. Why would you live in every state?
It's my nature.
Oh, you running away from some girls?
No. I've actually was married twice.
Okay. Not 50 times. Oh, no. Every day.
I was with one woman for 23 years. I was with one woman for 7 years.
Okay.
I'm a very pitiful man.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's exactly what my sister Deborah needs.
Hmm?
That's what she needs. Did you ever cheat on your wife?
Huh?
Did you ever cheat on your wife?
I'm friends with both of them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They like and to play.
I have two grown kids. They're beautiful. They got both got master's degrees. I put them through college. I did all that.
And you got 8 inches.
Huh?
And you got 8 inches.
Well, I believe in, you know, you take care of a family.
With your penis?
With my penis?
Never mind. I'm just being a dirty girl. I'm sorry.
Steve, my sister Cheryl loves to get a... Steve, I need you to know something. Like I told you, I said I'm close to my sister.
Right.
Have you ever had, you know, like, I mean, it's in Utah, they do the sister wives thing. Would you ever consider having two wives in the same family? You know, devoted completely to both of them?
No.
Cause that's
I'm one woman man.
Oh, God.
Well, Steve, God blessed you with two hands.
Mm-hmm.
My sister... I take care of my sister because she has a prolapse, Steve. Do you know what a prolapse is? You being in the war, I'm guessing you do know what a prolapse is.
Yeah.
Cool. You've seen a prolapse before.
In the battlefield. A lapse.
I actually was in Saigon for a year.
Oh, my Lord. That's where all the Jews were, right? And like, they killed Osama. Where did you kill Osama?
What?
I'm sorry. My mind's one track. Steve, I want you inside of me, but I want you inside of my sister's prolapse.
Yes.
Well, I will support you wherever your issues are.
Oh, that's
and
so
And I hope
sweet.
You support me with mine.
What are your issues? Do you like to, you know, do dirty things with girls?
I have no issues. I have no issues. I have two beautiful daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 5-year-old grandson, and I have one on the way.
Okay.
And my other daughter lives in Georgia, and one lives in Temecula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I am actually I'm a good guy.
I can tell.
Do you ever get dirty, you know?
He got dirty earlier.
Oh. Maybe someone's just in the room with him and he's feeling shy about talking about his man business, his man clips.
Little pee-pee.
Mm-hmm. I like a strong man.
I'm not trying to do anything. I just want to find a woman that's going to love me, that I'll love her.
I'm going to love you hard.
Oh, yes.
I want you to love me hard, too, and I want you to love my sister really hard.
I want you to duty hug me.
I'm only a one-woman man.
You won't trade off every few yards. We can make it kosher.
With my age and Cheryl's prolapse, we're basically two half-sisters, so it makes us one woman when we put them together.
No, I only have one woman.
Okay.
Well, would you prefer a woman with an 8-inch prolapse or a woman who's just an old whore, that's Deborah, or that's our mother, Or you can have Mrs.
No, I'm just a good guy.
Okay.
I just want one woman to love, and I'll cherish her family and do whatever she wants me to do.
What about her mother? Come on.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. My mother. Do you know who Jane Fonda is?
I'm just a genuine guy.
Oh, I would have no idea. Only if you said it like 50 times, Steve. But listen, do you know who James Fonda is?
Beg your pardon?
Listen, I want you to be genuine with me, Steve. Do you know who Jane Fonda is?
I am being genuine. I told you I'm one woman man.
Okay. Would you let me, now this wouldn't involve me, you know, touching your penis or anything, but would you let me watch from, say, the closet, or if I installed a hidden camera in Mrs. Garrett's room, the school for the girls, would you let me watch you? Will you eat her out and pound her with your 8-inch penis?
Natalie.
As long as I don't know it, you can watch whatever you want to watch.
Oh, really?
What's between me and her is between me and her.
Oh. So you wouldn't know that I would be fingering my layups. Mm-hmm, sniffing them, yeah. Ooh.
I just can't.
Have you ever had sex with a woman and she dutied herself?
Did I what?
Have you ever had sex with a woman and she dutied herself because you were doing it to her so hard?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oof. Oof.
She made her own Snickers bar. Hello? Steve, do you have all your legs?
Sorry, what?
Do you have all your legs? Did God bless the little leg children?
Do I have dog?
Do you have all your limbs? Did you lose any limbs?
No.
Okay.
So you lost them all?
I'm really capable. I'm actually a 30-year-old guy.
You told me you were 58. Now something's not. You just said you were 30.
I feel like I'm 30.
Oh, okay.
Well, I feel like I'm 25.
I have nothing wrong with me. I've been through hell and there and back. I'm actually a very fit man. And I have no medical issues, no nothing.
Have you seen Dev? Yeah.
Oh, very strong.
So no catheters. Do you have like a savings account and stuff?
Do I have what?
Savings account, 401k.
Actually, I have a retirement.
Oh, okay.
I got a retirement with CalPERS. I retired early. I actually work, too. I like to keep busy.
Yeah. Genuine. Genuine Steve.
That's right. One woman, Steve. He don't want two women, one cup. He don't want it. He wants one girl, one cup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want in that cup? You want feces?
I just want a good, honest woman that's going to be honest with
you. You only want missionary sex.
I'll have her back.
Do you get into other things besides missionary sex? Because I know that my sister, Mrs. Garrett, enjoys being a little bit dirty. You want to think that.
I like all aspects of sex.
Ooh, like what's your favorite?
Poopy panty. Hide the tampon.
Tamlock.
Yes. My sister's 25, Steve.
I like tampon play myself. What do you get in? You get into besides missionary?
I like missionary. I like doggy style. I like woman on top.
Sister on sister, maybe. You like to watch that, Steve?
All right, come on. Where are we going with this?
Ooh, just trying to make it hot, Steve, on this Saturday night.
Don't you want to see that big old Amazon Snickers, Steve? Doubles team. Oh, my body. Makes me feel like I'm getting raped by black men for you, Steve.
Ooh, filled with blood, urine, feces.
Your daughter's not looking for a long relationship, right?
Daughter?
Sissy. I'm looking for long-term business.
I don't want a long-term business.
We're only 25 minutes away, Steve.
I want somebody who's going to be my wife.
Yes, me too.
I will do the long-term relationship, but my sister has to be able to come over and play, Steve. Sometimes, a friend of mine once said, sometimes, Mrs. Garrett, you just have to release these fantasies.
Well,
you see, my sister was...
Listen,
Steve. It's my turn to talk, damn it. Listen.
Damn it, okay.
It's saved.
Cheryl had a few abortions, Steve, and that's the reason she has a prolapse. So I need you to accept that.
I will respect that.
No, accept it.
All right, well, it's going to take me a little bit.
God.
I mean, I'm a horn pod. I'm a guy.
Well, you'll eventually like to watch me and Mrs. Garrett, you know, trade, what is it called, pass the football between us, scissor till there's no tomorrow, things like that.
Sister hug.
Mm-hmm, sister hug, sister laps.
Rug doctor.
Oh, yes.
Rug doctor.
Rug doctor. That's right. Mm-hmm. I've got my laps pushed out 5 inches. The record was 10 inches about 3 months ago. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. I'm just an average guy.
Okay. Well, I'm not an average woman. But I'm glad that you're average. It's something to be proud of, being an average, genuine man.
You should always strive to be beyond average, Steve.
Everybody told me that I have a pretty penis.
Wow. Maybe you think you could maybe show us?
Huh?
Maybe slap it on the phone for me, Steve.
I got a friend come over tonight.
Oh. It's a male friend.
Female. I don't do males.
Whoops.
Wait a minute. A female friend. I thought you were looking for something serious here. That you were going to, you know, propose.
I thought we were going to get married.
Well, I didn't know what you guys were doing, so I'm throwing this.
Can we come over, Steve? Maybe I'll...
Tomorrow.
Why not tonight? We could go get married now. Live wild, Steve. It's driving Las Vegas.
You can't just slap your... I mean, she's not coming over yet. Just take out your penis and slap it against the phone.
I'm not going to do that.
Or you can send us a picture via email.
Are you guys for real?
That's right.
Steve, I've been talking to you all day. What do you mean, am I for real? I wouldn't have introduced you to my sister. You told me you wanted to marry me.
You told me I wanted to marry you.
You told me you wanted me to marry you.
A marriage-minded woman.
And I said I was ready to commit, Steve. I sat there and wasted a Snickers bar on you today.
Well, you know what? I just really can't.
You're wild, Steve. You need to calm down. Stop living your life in the sky. You got two extraordinary women ready to sweep you off your laps. And you won't even accept us.
Well, you want me to have sex with your sister.
Yes, I do. Because I think maybe if you're... She's 5 inches. You're 8. Maybe you can push the laps back in and you can cure this awful disease.
Yes.
It's the only way, Steve. Girls, they're going to close the school.
You know what? Just call me in the morning. When you're... Think about it. And if you're really serious, then you will call me back tomorrow.
But aren't you going to, you know, be doing these relations with this woman tonight? So you're going to have sex with this woman tonight?
No, I'm not going to have anything with her tonight. She's actually a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I was just throwing that out there.
Okay. Sure. All right, she'll call you in the morning.
If she's serious, she'll call me in the morning.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
I'm gonna jump.
This is like
I'm gonna way jump up the edge.
Don't do it. Shut up. God damn.
No, I'm looking for a good, honest woman. Hmm. But I am a one-woman man.
We understand. You're genuine, exactly.
I'm not going to...
I mean, just a little oral sex. You know, that's not sex. Okay. I mean, if you just... And if you, you know, licked on my laps, that's not my vagina. So that does not count as sex.
Well, what do you feel about your sister, though?
What do you mean?
I mean, if I marry her...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Asshole.
Well, if you're married to
her...
You're showing me... Yeah, but you're showing me your love for me as your... What is it? I guess it would be sister-in-law. You'd just be showing me your love... By licking my lips. It's just, you know, it's just a fun thing.
Well, I like eating pussy.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, I do as well. But...
I like my dick suck, too.
Oh, well... I can suck your D. And you can, you know, suck on my lips. And it's nothing wrong with that. It's... We're family. We'll be family.
Okay.
You can think about it and understand. It will take some getting used to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Call me in the morning tomorrow.
And you can think, I know you're going to masturbate.
Yeah, I've been drinking, so I'm actually getting hammered.
Well, that's even better because that makes you open to the possibility of having my prolapse in your face, getting all messy. You know, maybe me slipping out a turd by accident and you enjoying it. It happens. These things happen, okay? And I know that you're going to, you know, play with your penis tonight thinking about me and my sister, Mrs. Garrett. And that's okay.
Yeah, I am.
And you're going to think about playing with my laps, aren't you?
So I was
yes.
thinking about that and sucking on your titties and
mm-hmm.
sucking on her titties.
Yes. Yes.
I am a guy.
A
the hell is that? Turn that music off. Stop.
You guys live in where? Where do you guys live? Where you guys live? Hello?
Steve, I'm playing this song for you. I'm gonna jump.
So where you guys live?
Stop, Edge! Yes! What the fuck?
Where do you guys live?
Redland.
Huh?
Redland, remember? Mm-hmm.
Redland?
Yeah. Like the cheese and butter product.
What street are we up on Redlands?
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Ooh. What you need the dress for, Steve? Santa coming? Santa gonna come to town? Mm-hmm.
I can't drive now. I haven't drank it all day.
Oh.
Ooh.
That didn't stop Sylvia Brown.
Oh, no. We've got another sister, and she passed away recently. But, Deborah used to have sex with her all the time.
Coons.
She had these long fingernails. We used to call them talons. And she would stick them into Mrs. Garrett's pussy. And it smelled so delicious. Oof.
Well, I do have a long tongue.
Ooh. Would you have scraped out talons?
I kind of went with a kiss thing. G. Simmons' tongue.
Oh.
You worked with them?
I did work with them.
Oh, wow. Maybe you need to work on my muffin.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Pee all over me. All over me, Cheryl. I just want to sop it up. Sop.
Okay. Well, if you want to, you want a really serious, long relationship.
Yes.
Call me in the morning.
Ooh.
Oh, my! You think maybe when you come over, Steve, I can show you Blue Ivy.
Oh yeah, you guys can come over.
I want you to see Cheryl's Blue Ivy.
Oh,
my God.
I'm sorry. I didn't think it was going to come out.
It got all over my drapes and my chiffon dress.
I'm sorry.
Girls?
Yeah.
Girls?
Are you fat then?
Now, if you guys want to...
Girls?
No, if she wants a serious relationship and wants to get married...
Yeah.
Yes.
Ever call me in the morning.
Girls?
Okay.
Okay. Okay?
Yeah, we'll talk to you later then, honey.
Well, you guys have a good night.
You too. Thanks for the fantasies, honey.
Thanks for what?
All the fantasies, I'll be thinking about it all night.
Well, you guys gotta work on it. Like I said, I am a one-man woman.
Oh, I know, but we can work on it. We can work on it.
Like that Spice Girls song, you remember? You know, tonight's not three, become one.
Yes.
But if you're serious, call me in the morning. You have my number, right?
I'm a squirter, Steve.
Ooh, I like
squirter.
That.
Squirter.
You got my number, right?
Steve, these damn blacks are driving around the neighborhood again. Can you hear me?
You have my number.
Oh my God, I think they're doing a drive-by.
You have my number.
Steve, the blacks are everywhere.
Do you have my phone number?
I can't. All I hear is Negress music.
Do you have my phone number?
Yeah. Hello?
Can you, say it again? Say it one more time, Steve. I can't hear you.
Do you have my phone number?
What did you say?
Do you have my phone number?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Do you have my phone number?
How do you think she called you?
I'm not lesbian.
What?
Okay, well, give me a call in the morning.
She will. She is so hot for you. You should see her pussy lips right now. They're red and inflamed and purple. And she's wet as a whistle. So she'll call you. Don't worry. I can tell when she is excited about something. Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
Eat a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
You better have a ring, Steve.
Eat a pussy, Mrs. Garrett. Do I have what? Eat a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
You better have a ring. You ring to, you know, put a ring on it. If you're serious. If you really are a serious one-woman man. In your
yes,
wing.
I will.
Okay. Girls! And I'll give you my P.O. box tomorrow. And you can mail me the ring.
No. We have to see each other and see if we have something common first.
I think we do. I want a Mac Pro, too. I'll give you P.O. box tomorrow.
I'm not... a flake or whatever. But okay. We have to meet first. I'm not going to send you a ring. And I haven't even met you. Come on, be real.
So I paid $700, Steve, to speak to Sylvia. And you're saying I'm not real.
I'm saying I don't know you. I haven't met you. I'm not going to give a ring to a woman I'm going to propose to marry. And we haven't even been together.
That's what happened with, you know, Mrs. Garrett's last man.
Is that heavy?
They met on the internet. They never even met before he sent her a ring. But I understand you ain't comfortable with that. I'm sure she can work it out.
I'm totally fine buying a ring and all that. Doing a proper marriage and all that, but it's like, I'm not going to send a ring or something, somebody I've never even seen you or been with. Come on, be real.
Steve, do you have PayPal?
Oh, yes, makes me hot.
Oh, come on, girls.
I know, but do you have PayPal, Steve?
No, I don't.
Green Dot.
Yeah.
Amazon Payments.
Huh?
Square.
Liar. Okay. This
oh my God, the Negress again!
You started.
You're actually too bizarre for me. So.
What?
You want something real?
I want something real. I want your Snickers bar in my pussy.
Well,
we'll call you tomorrow, okay? When we're all sobered up.
Yeah, that sounds like a better idea.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later, honey.
All right.
Bye, honey.
Hello?
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Man, first of all, we need to talk about this music thing that you've decided is good. I don't understand.
It's called setting the mood, Cheryl.
It wasn't working. And it wasn't funny. The poop sets the mood. Or if the music wasn't so fucking loud, we couldn't even hear him.
It wasn't loud, Cheryl. That's just the way it heard to you. It doesn't come out that way. That's right. That's not the way he hears
it. It wasn't loud for him, because it sounds the same for him as it does for us,
It shouldn't
Mary.
Be loud. It should have been really, really, really soft. Like this.
No, it was really loud.
And there was no gunshots.
Does this sound loud to you right now? Does that sound loud?
Huh? A little bit louder.
This.
It's still pretty loud.
And it's obsession with Beyonce.
No, it's too loud.
Well, not everybody can be as racist as you.
Okay, now, Madge, stop.
You just
We've got our next topic.
Cheryl, the music is the voice of the soul. You just have none.
Oh, no, that horrible person that Deborah's friends with that likes Sylvia Brown for real.
Who?
Tried to add me as a friend.
Who are you talking about?
There's some guy.
What's his name? Because I had a bunch of people try to friend me. I don't know who the fuck they were this
week. Andy Novus.
Oh, from Nova Spiritus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
What about my new clip that I did this week? It's Oprah. I played it there.
I'm not lesbian.
That's she cried.
It's old, but it's new.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian. I'm not lesbian.
Stop.
What do you want to do? I was getting bored. Of course I had to play music.
You need to pull up the
It's going
holder.
On and on and on.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
What do you want to see?
I spent a lot of time today isolating all of the strange addiction clips with black women just for you. Now, the most recent strange addiction has a very large, obese black woman who eats mattresses.
Wait a second, you mean that show is still on?
That's yes, like she eats mattresses, man. So I decided, since you're unemployed and you need work, what you need to do is to do something with these amazing clips,
because
they are amazing.
Okay, good idea.
But in the meantime, I put them in a holder for you. Most of them are edited to just be the biog.
But shouldn't we do calls while we still have Deborah here?
Well, sure, but can you just, let's preview this wonderful mattress woman.
All right, mattress woman is under my strange addiction.
What
black.
Kind of mattresses? Select comfort. Phone.
She likes the pillow top the
There's
best.
There's so many of them. What's this using bleach? I kind of want to see that.
And sure, that's not really that good, actually.
What about face mask eater? That sounds good, too.
Sand, tissue.
Right, so how is she obese if all she eats is mattress?
I don't think this is about obesity. It's about mattress eating.
I'm addicted to eating mattresses. And I just start ripping it as I go.
Oh, she is fat.
So easy. After sex.
Hang on, I gotta rewind. I gotta rewind because she wasn't being fat enough in the. Dangerous. Viewers beware, it says.
I'm addicted to eating mattresses. And I just start ripping it as I go. Mm. It's so easy. After sex, I would want some.
When I found it, I would just bum found it.
The side effects, gas is really the only one you have.
Ugh. Wow.
It's going to be an emergency. And emergency means you could die.
You may die. Very good mixing points. Cheryl, you know, the thing is, like, people accuse me, like, when I post a picture of a fat person, on Twitter. They're like, oh, you fattest, you're fattest. And then these people get away with making entire shows, millions and millions of dollars off the same black obese people. And nobody calls them fat shamers because they're pretending to be serious. Thanks for editing it. St. Louis.
Usually what I do is store a lint roll in it.
Oh.
And sometimes Herbie in her, and I have to pull it out.
Sorry, did she just say Herbie in her? She said sometimes Herbie in her. Hello?
Hello.
Herbie.
Herbie in her. She said Herbie in her.
I should be able to lick like that, and nothing get caught on my tongue. He is ready to go. My name is Jennifer, and I'm addicted to eating mattresses. I like my mattress plain and straight up. I know mayonnaise, butter, none of that.
Why'd you have that big fan next to her bed?
It's like a hard texture, like my taste buds to go, you know, kind of like a guitar.
When I found out that Jennifer eats mattresses, I was just bumbfounded. I was like, oh.
I'm sorry, did he say he was bumfounded?
My mind that she did that.
I need to find out if he said bumfounded. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Did she put flavoring or seasoning on this?
Her seed?
Seasoning.
I don't know, but listen, I think he said bumfounded.
Mattresses, I was just bumfounded. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It blew my mind that she did that.
Bumfounded. Oh, a square foot of mattresses every day she eats. She's consumed more than eight mattresses since her. Hold on. She said, hold on.
I make sure, like, when my mom's not going to be in her room, where I could be in her room. So, let's say when she get in the shower, tiptoeing in there to get it. Well, the reason why I'm not eating my own mattress is because I ate my mattress already.
Clearly. She's become her
I started
mattress.
Off with the good stuff. The good stuff to me is the pillow top itself.
Then
I go down to this part. I cut it. After that, I just start ripping it as I go. I get to a piece. I'm done with the mattress when it smells funny. Or if I get down to where it's just springs. I usually, when I crave to eat.
She don't eat springs.
Some mattress. It usually be after 2 o'clock after I eat. I'm urged. I need to urge. I gotta have it. For some reason, after sex, I will want some. The side effects of even mattresses, just gas is really the only one you have. It enters my body and leaves my body. It goes through my system and goes out.
I'm very concerned about her health.
Yeah,
and like her digestive system, because I have seen it in the toilet. It comes out in whole pieces.
She's getting a lot of fiber.
It was all the sponge that I was eating. I was like, it clogged up the toilet. Like, it's just sitting there. If I was that desperate to get it out, I could take it and wash it, do everything I did to it, and I could use it again if I wanted. If I was that desperate, ain't that strange?
Oh no, that would be weird.
She would eat it again.
She doesn't wear funny hats or anything like that. Jennifer's addiction began at age 5.
I was sitting in the back seat, and it was like sponge down there.
Right.
And I just picked it and took it and was like, just chewed on it. I've eaten couches, box springs, chairs, but for the last 10
years,
mattresses has just been my thing.
It's a secret. I love when they always say it's a secret, but she's on TLC talking about it.
It's embarrassing. I couldn't just come on. I eat mattresses. Can't do that. Why it's not even all my family knows.
Take the girl in a hot air balloon. She'll eat her way down.
Eating mattresses can lead to liver damage, intestinal blockages, and death.
How though?
I fear that my sister could die from this.
The mattress goes down my throat. Sometimes it gets stuck. Like, I could choke and I could die.
God forbid that something would happen to her, because I would feel at fault for that.
Okay, it's bad for me.
Sad music.
I was eating when I was a kid, and now I'm an adult.
Don't.
I'm still eating it, and I'm still here.
her.
It's already bad and I'm eating it. It's just like weird.
Into a car.
I mean, I'm strange, but not that strange.
Oh, no.
I mean, she looks so fat, like she got mattress all up in her.
Plus, she's wearing the same color as a mattress. The t-shirt.
She looks like Grimace.
She is a mattress. Yes. You are what you eat.
She said Grimace. She's a mattress Grimace.
She's as large as a mattress.
Is she praying? I love how they always pray in black crops.
Does she cook it?
My name is Jennifer, and I'm addicted to eating mattresses.
You got the blacks love fried mattress.
Yeah, my mattress is getting way out of hand. We don't know what this mattress is doing to her. Me and my son just need to confront her today.
What is it doing to her?
And ask her, why is she doing it?
Why are you doing it? Why are they doing to her?
It needs to stop.
That's a 98 server. That's a good year.
Did you see that? So oh my God, when she sat down on the chair, that was best.
Let me play. Oh, I know. My black boyfriend, he knew you'd like that play.
Jennifer, my mattress is getting way out of hand.
That'll be a good loop.
We don't know what this mattress is doing.
Yeah, he said you could loop it.
Me and my son just need to confront her today.
Confront.
And asked her, why is she doing it?
Asked her and confront her.
It needs to stop.
Where is it?
So when you eat it, are you afraid of choking?
No.
Is that why you be like, all the time?
Yeah, when I be like, it shoot out of my throat like
I'm
a cannon.
I'm guessing she don't have a gag for 20 years.
You know, Mama looks like a Grimace. I mean, she's got a big purple penis.
Yes, and she said sometimes she coughs and she coughs out the mattress.
You have been doing it for 20 years.
Perfectly normal.
Yeah.
And you don't think this hurting you? You know,
she's got good taste, about the chemicals, though. I guess it cleans the match when she buys them.
This full of chemicals.
How do you know what mattress is made of?
No,
right,
but I'm not here to attack you.
Yes,
I'm
you
just
are,
concerned, right? And I don't want anything to happen.
Wait a
jealous.
Second. This says, coming up, a sneak peek of the all-new season of My 600-Pound Life. Is this, like, recent? Like, is this actually coming?
Yes, this is from last week.
Cheryl, you got to get me one of them.
To you.
So, if we go see a doctor, right, and they tell you that it's bad for you, are you going to stop?
No.
And once you're addicted to something, it's hard to stop.
What?
I hope you try to not do it. Oh, please.
It's at the point where I don't care.
Ask Mama how her
pain is. It's not who cares, because we obviously care about you.
Okay. Damn, I ain't finna have a fight because you found out I eat mattress. Oh, well. Yeah, I gotta go.
All right, go eat some mattresses. She's going straight to Mama's room.
Maybe not what she wants to hear. She just gets up. We can lead her to the right way, but we can't make her choose the right path. She has to do that herself.
Go eat some mattresses.
Hopefully she does do the right thing.
Yeah, the right thing is to eat mattress, I think.
I'm going to the doctor today to get checked out because my mom and my brother was very concerned about what the mattress is doing to me when I consume it.
What did you say?
I said he's so skinny compared to them.
Yeah, well, the big purple mama, I gotta wonder if she's been eating some mattress too.
Went to the doctor. Since you've been eating mattress for 20 years, I hope you don't tell me that this has been slowly killing you.
Oh no, why would it be doing that?
I'm afraid.
And you know, our tax money pays for
mattress foam.
I consume it every day. And like one sitting, like I would eat like about this thick. So, and then it'd be like kind of big like that. Really only symptoms that I think is connected to, and I may be a little gassy, but then again, like I'm having sulfur burps.
Yeah. Sulfur burps. Okay.
Yeah, like a fart in my mouth.
Okay.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Very concerned about the foam. Wait. Mattress foam is not particularly digestible.
It ain't.
Some of it.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Forming
rewind.
A partial.
Did she say it didn't? I think she said.
Still. Some of it may be forming a part.
Hold on. Hold on. Sorry. Gotta rewind. Hold on.
Fart in my mouth.
Okay. I'm very concerned about the foam. Mattress foam is not particularly digestible.
Wow.
Some of it. Maybe forming a partial blockages in your small intestine so that food is not getting down effectively and it's fermenting and the gas is coming back up.
Fat is not healthy.
Because it's indigestible, it could cause a blockage and a number of potentially deadly problems. How she's managed to do okay so far is a surprise.
All right. Well, the x-ray shows no definite obstruction.
Look at that.
But
image.
It's hard for me to see what's called your stomach bulge.
I like when she's on that x-ray table.
Okay, I'm just noticing. Yeah, and it's real pretty.
Her guns.
He said it's hard for me to see, and then we're going to have to cut to hard for me to do. Hard for me to breathe. Hard for me to do. Hard for me to see.
All right.
Okay.
So yeah, this bag can be tricky.
Yeah. Your stomach was full, and maybe it was full of fall mattress.
That guns.
You know, the problem you face is you're going to have a hole in your intestine or a complete really bowel soft. Obstruction. And
what, Deborah?
I said, I bet she's really soft. You know, like give her a big old hug and lay on her.
I bet children would love to jump on her penis.
It's going to be an emergency. And emergency means you could die.
You may die. Perfect. High cholesterol.
A little fear in my heart there. It just got serious.
You can change this.
It just got serious.
Now, her shape, she looks like a giant Hershey Kiss or a black Jabba the Hutt. I can't figure out which.
She looks like that fat Pokemon.
Pokemon? Is he black? Mm-hmm. He's not black.
She looked like a Pokemon.
Okay.
I am going to change.
Look at how swole her wrist and her arms are.
This.
I love how she holds her gigantic fat with her, like she's holding it up.
Yes.
With her
hands. There's nothing ever wrong with these people.
I don't like how they're always black. What? It's over?
Yes. Now, let's see. Let me look quick.
What about smells? Come on. This one about using bleach? What is that?
That's not a good one.
What
Let
about
me
face,
find a good one.
What about face mask eater? I'm going to pull it up while you look, because that's got to be good.
How about butt injection addict? That's a good one.
Okay, but I just want
to... My name is
For each deodorant.
I'm 40 years old.
For dryer sheets.
And
for dry wall.
I'm just going to watch face mask eater for the quick promo, then we'll go into that.
Thanks. Play masks.
I didn't always keep
it
the promo, by the way.
Wonderful, like wet rocks. And it always comforts me.
But Cheryl, they're always black. This is racist, don't you think, Deborah?
Yes.
Deborah?
Well, I mean, it's not really racist if they're agreeing to do it. You know what I mean?
But if no, I'm not saying that. No, it's
I'm sure there's some whites out there that eat their mattress.
But see, that's why it's racist, because they're not showing them.
No, it's only racist if it was a watermelon flavored mattress or fried.
Are you calling me racist because I isolated only the blacks to live here?
Oh, you mean, is that what you did?
Yeah.
She's Asian. Look at her. She's Asian. Okay, she's yellow.
Okay, we're going to the it's butt
deodorant.
Injection. No, I thought you said...
What is she eating?
I thought you said
cocaine.
Butt injection. How long is the delay? What's going on with this?
Slaw.
Okay, butt injection. We want butt injection,
yes.
Right? And they're always in these really black cities.
My name is Carmelo. I'm 23 years old. I have a 4-year-old son. And I'm addicted to butt injections.
Okay.
Before the injections, I was a size 4. And now I'm in a size 10.
In the butt? They have butt sizes?
I am happier because I never had a butt. It was nice and firm and up how I wanted to be up. I picked up more attention than before as far as comment on my butt or something like that. It definitely steps up my confidence.
No, she's not eating anything. I'm not really excited about this. But Cheryl, that reminds me, though, you know what happened in the gym this week? I saw this guy, and he took off his turtle, and he had a scar like completely around his waist, and I think that means he had some sort of butt surgery. Or
Are you talking about somebody that we know?
No, that was different because he hasn't had the. He needs the surgery. Now, somebody we know, Deborah.
He runs marathons.
Well, he came up to me after I saw it. Well, I went to go get a bag for my clothes, and then I saw this person there, and it scared me because he looked. I don't want to be mean, but he looked humongous and jiggly, and half naked because he was wearing a towel, and I just went. So I didn't get the bag for my dirty clothes. That reminds me, I got to put it in the laundry. But And then I ran away, you know, I hid. And then when I left the gym, he stalked me, came after me, said, look, I'm really glad that Eat This Hot Show is back. I said, thanks.
So you just made fun of a listener.
My name is... He doesn't listen to... New York City, and I'm addicted to eating deodorant.
He doesn't listen to this show, Deborah. Eat This Hot Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many extreme toenails?
You should come and eat this hot show. Would you like to do that sometime?
Of course.
You would? Oh, that'd be nice.
Mac Pro?
I'm sure you'll get it. Cliffy, I'm sure, got his iMac. All right, what are we
Yes.
in? What are we doing next?
Edith linked to one that's about a white woman who eats her dead husband's ashes. It's a pretty good one.
Oh, that sounds
fun. Oh, I've seen that.
Can you send me the link? Send me the link. I'm not on the chat room.
She's white, though, man. I don't think
that one's on the Netflix.
We can colorize it. Can you send me the link in the chat in the Skype? You don't want me to do it?
No. Go to the things I spent time isolating for you.
Well, then tell me what to fucking play. Oh, no, you just send it to me.
I said extreme toenails.
Extreme toenails.
Baby powder. The baby powder addict is real good.
This one has over 2 million views. Hold on. We're watching women's eat asses real quick. Women eat... It's only 2 minutes. Why do you hate Edith so much? She gives us money. I hope she's old.
My name is Casey. I'm 26 years
old. She's not white, Cheryl. What are you talking about?
You lie.
She's not white.
Is she black?
Yeah.
Old. I'm from Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Fayetteville.
And I'm addicted to carrying around my husband's urn.
She's not.
She is too.
She looks tame.
I take my husband everywhere. To the grocery store.
It looks like a Mac Pro, actually.
Shopping.
Ooh, babe, look at that. That's neat.
Our husband's actually a steak job.
Out to eat. Anywhere I go, he goes. I sleep
with him. She put a seatbelt on him.
Yes, and then she eats, and he's black.
When I go grocery shopping, I buy the foods that he likes.
Okay.
When I cook what he likes. I don't eat it, but I cook for him. If I'm watching TV, he's there with me.
You want to watch this?
If somebody says, hey, who is that? I'm like, that's just my husband. Some people laugh. They think I'm playing, but it's serious. That's my husband.
Casey and Sean were married.
Excuse me, and guess what? Her husband's black, too.
Married in 2009, after dating for 10 months.
She, too, is. She's just light-skinned.
Her mama was raped by a black man.
Thank you. She's light-skinned.
Everything I had ever wanted in a man was right in front of me, and it felt so great.
They fell in love and was soulmates from day one. The 2.5 years that they were together, I think, was the only time Casey was truly, truly happy.
Mm-hmm.
Their marriage was picture perfect until Sean suffered a severe asthma attack 2 months ago.
Oh.
The doctor came in and the look on his face was telltale.
See, her mama
it was the day my world stopped turning.
Yeah.
The day my life fell apart.
It was only 2 months ago?
Oh, baby, I miss you.
That's
She's
too soon.
Slowly eating him.
They shouldn't do it that soon. She's crazy. And why is she wearing a medical alert bracelet?
In case she falls.
Oh.
Though Casey initially found comfort by having her husband's ashes
at her
side,
dying from eating her husband's
her
ashes.
Addiction has recently evolved.
I guess with the transfer of his cremains, you know, some got into the cardboard box as well.
I'm sorry, but he
and
don't
they spilled out
paint.
On my hands. And I didn't want to wipe him off because that's my husband. I don't want to wipe him away. So
Shake
I just
it.
Licked it off my fingers. And here I am today, almost 2 months later, and
Tasty.
I can't stop. I'm eating my husband.
How many calories do you think he is?
Well, at least...
I mean, is it like a coffee since he's dark roast?
At least he's still black.
You know she probably plays with him a little bit. You know what I mean?
No.
Mixes him with some KY.
I have that whole episode if you want it.
I do want it. I think she uses fresh kale. I think she mixes him with fresh kale because it's a superfood.
And she inserts it in herself. Maybe makes a homemade Snicker bar.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Sure, Deborah, I found these sound effects for you because I think you're missing the carriage return.
Oh.
This is the carriage return. And then, I think you need more carriage returns because I hear a lot of typing, but I don't hear a lot of carriage returns when you type.
That sounds good.
Oh, that's an electric typewriter, though.
No, that's no good.
Paper roll up.
I'm thinking maybe getting like some pigeon noises too, so then when I send like a pigeon gram. What do you think?
I think it's a step in the right direction, which is backwards. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I could have a fight with the birds and the bird could attack me and then I could be like, well, I'm trying to send it off.
Like Tippy Hedren and the birds.
Who else do you want to call, Deborah?
Well, you know, I got that one call from the tanning company in California because they're probably still open. And I think you need to ask them, tell them, you know, you want to come tanning more than one time a day and you want to get Oprah dark.
What does this say?
How
many times a day at most can I come tanning? Hold I want to get dark, real dark, Oprah dark.
Hold on. I just looking at these comments Deborah said to me, sent to me while we were watching that. I'm going to contact them for you for share about eating fetus. What do you mean for share?
Yeah, I'm going to contact, that TLC. I'm going to see if I can get a call back to talk to them. I'm going to say I have this friend. I don't want to go into detail. She's been actually eating her one-month-year-old fetuses.
Oh, you're talking about
her strange
Cheryl.
Addiction. Mm-hmm.
You said Cher on the Skype.
Oh, yes. Cheryl.
I'm going to have the computer tell you exactly what you typed.
I'm going to contact them for you, Cher, about eating fetus.
Yes.
You said Cher, not Cheryl. That's different.
Yay.
Okay, now what are we doing now?
Well, let me see here.
Phone call?
Are you going to call Flat D, Deborah?
What number is this you just pasted?
Denial. I think we should call Flat D and Deborah should ask some questions and see how rude they are to her.
Well, I think you should actually ask for the Flat D, but what's this number you just pasted in?
Now, this one's for Cheryl. I've been telling her to do this one. I want to see their reaction. I want her to tell them that she's, you know, wants to get really tan. She's got a big thing Pro-lapse. Coming up, you know, an anniversary, and she wants to get Oprah dark.
Okay. But Oprah's already dark.
Yeah, but we're talking about, like, the color purple dark. Different shade.
Like peeing in the woods for 10 minutes dark?
Yeah.
Okay. So what should I label this number, then? What's it called?
Tan.
Okay. Tan.
And then how will the lamps react with the UV rays?
Do you need to put a special prolapse sunscreen on, maybe? Is there like a lapse?
Because last time she went tanning and it like it cooked it.
It smelled. It's like a fish fry.
And it turned on, you know, the alarm system came on sprinklers.
Rude.
Calling now.
So what am I asking?
I'm going to mute myself. It's playing.
Thank you for calling Australian Tan. Luxury tanning under the guidance of experts. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. For the Morgan Hill Salon, please press 1. For the Campbell Salon, please press 2. For the Gil... Thank you for calling the Campbell Salon. This salon is located at 1810 West Campbell Avenue, Campbell, California, 95008, in the Kirkwood Shopping Center near Starbucks, Right Stuff Gym, and Nob Hill. The Campbell Salon is open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday.
What happened?
This key is not valid. Please try again.
I didn't press nothing.
Thank you for calling the Campbell Salon.
Hold on.
This ain't working.
Hold on, switching. Calling Tanning number 2.
Calling.
This is another number Deborah just gave me. Tan 2. I have so many numbies. Mm-hmm. Gemini's Christmas, Deborah?
I had a blessed one.
Okay. Blessed. Is it blessed or blessed?
Blessed be.
Blake.
Thank you for calling the Eurotan and Spa on Stockdale. Our hours of operation are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are currently unavailable or assisting in
the operation.
Deborah. Speak your name and number.
Hang it up. You're a failure, Deb.
What else
can we? You can't even check their hours. Can you find like a 24-hour tanning salon?
I just Googled it.
24-hour tanning?
This is a Good Life Fitness Company and Women's Club. 24 hours, it says.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. They hung up. That was no abort. Sorry.
Oh.
I was tricking you, but this is really the one you just gave me now. Okay. Why does no abort hate us?
They know your number.
It's Skype. There's no number. They just gave up. I think they don't care about pregnant women. This is Tan 3. God on a wheel. Sorry, Deborah. Oh, that's a good one. I wish I could call my friend that actually knows Mrs. Garrett, but she'd get really mad at me. Like, she knows the real Mrs. Garrett, like Edna herself, but I can't call her.
I don't know why.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh,
I'm sure this
yeah. Jesus, let this be the one Jesus.
That's my purse.
What's this one, Deborah?
24-hour tan.
Tan 4, okay. I think we should maybe call some sex bookstores, adult bookstores after this.
Oh, that'd be a good one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
Ask them if they have the Facts of Life DVD.
That's a good Tan 4. Okay. Try to find me a number for a sex club. Should be the Bijou here in Chicago. Or the Ram in Chicago.
Hey, you reached Jared with 24-hour tan. Just leave me a message and I'll give you a call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Leave my email.
Please record your voice message at the tone. When you are finished, please hang up or touch tone for more options.
Hey!
Accepted. 0. To send the message, touch star or hang up. To select, thank you for your voicemail. Goodbye.
No. Listen.
I'm calling DBijou. This will be good.
Who is Deborah talking?
I don't know, but the Bijou, yes, because she's going for the Facts of Life, because the Bijou is like the sleaziest gay sex.
I'd like to call James from the chat line.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Right. Maybe we'll it's almost time for bed match.
Ask about Bijou Phillips, too, maybe, if it comes up.
It's time for bed soon.
I don't give a shit.
Any more donations to make more calls.
It's only a levy.
I know I'm tired.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Deborah, where's your PayPal? On your own.
Thank you for calling the Bijou Theater.
Oh. Happy New Year, everyone. This is going to be a much better year than last year.
I hope so.
Even though the weather happens to be miserable, and we're going into really Antarctic freeze weather, which should be really at the North and South Pole. We shouldn't have it here.
Excuse me?
Need it more than we do. They need the cold weather. Their ice caps are melting. I'd like to melt a little bit, but I have to wait a little.
Is this really
much of that to happen?
Bijou Theater?
Well, as I said, Happy New Year, everyone. And this week at the Bijou, our wonderful movies are Hungry, Hungry Holes Part 2 from Randy Blue Studios, Spanking Fat Games from Spank This, and The Diary from Toby Ross.
And
Bijou, it's a good place to come to, and it's a great place to get out of the cold. Come meet somebody.
The diarrhea of Anne Frank.
We've had stick cabin fever, and we've had cold weather for quite a while. So come on out and come to the Bijou. It's a place to cruise, a place for glory holes, a place with flames, a place for dark corners. It's a place where once you walk in the door, you have anything you want to do, well, you can do here at the Bijou.
Poopy, shoot somebody.
Fantasy.
Come on.
It is a paradise.
Can't do anything.
So come on out.
Sounds like a paradise.
Do something different.
Sounds
take your
very
hand off the
safe.
Throttle,
you know, safe
to the
place
Bijou.
For children.
Located 1349 North Wells Street, Audible Town.
So, okay, why are we advertising for them? Hang on, thing. Let's call a real place, Madge.
Well, give me
ridiculous.
A number. You act like it's my fault.
Let's call Bethany after abortion hotline.
No.
What's a NEMBY? Is it in my list?
I don't know. Or.
I'll probably end up calling somebody named Beth by mistake. Which one do you want me to call? After Bordy or Bethany Office? Probably
After Bordy. Try thanks.
Can't believe
I think Deborah should start out if they answer and then I can come on.
After Bordy.
Give me a topic now.
Abortion.
Well, I know that, but we got to have a special topic.
Well, what's the headmaster's name over at the Easton School for Girls? Do you remember?
Well,
he had a
Mr.
name.
G.
No,
Mr. G.
I think he had a name.
I think you should go. You should talk about how you went to a burned out Shoney's. You answered a Craigslist ad.
The Mac Pro.
Deborah.
Yes, I think you should go in there. But you actually went and you did it, or you went to like a Motel 6.
And he ate mattresses.
Deborah, I meant to tell you what I really enjoyed the most about this one call you made was when the guy asked your race and you said, I don't know, I have to check the IMDb.
Oh, yeah.
I like that
a
lot.
He just went along with me.
Yeah.
Exhale abortion.
Excuse? Shh, shh, shh.
Thank you for calling Exhale. Would you like to speak with the counselor?
Yes, I really do.
One moment.
I'm muting myself.
Switchboard.
That music so calming.
Hotline.
At least it's not rap. Like high energy.
It's like a grocery store.
You know, I was on hold with AT&T the other day, and they started playing the 700 Club theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need a suction machine sound effect?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And no, it sucks. I can do it.
Okay, Cheryl, you do it.
So I'll tell her, like, what happened, and then you... I'll say it sounded like this. Like a Dyson. Or a wet vac. There we go. A wet vac.
That's not a suction machine.
Wind tunnel.
It's exactly what that is.
He did it while we were driving down I-85.
One moment.
Oh, were you on the phone all along?
Glad I'm not on a bridge contemplating jumping off the ledge. It sounded like when he took it out, it was like warp drive.
Turn it down!
Shut up!
I mean, how hard is it to get somebody to talk to?
Turn it down.
Shut up. The more you say it, the more I'm going to do the opposite.
You just don't know how to turn it down.
You don't know what I have to deal with this contraption. You don't understand what it's like to be a lesbian with all this technology.
Yeah. One moment again.
Meanwhile, your abortion's halfway done.
You can take my heart. And maybe we can be.
Tootie. Suck it up, you're a big girl.
Ask her what was playing.
Ask him what?
What music was playing. It was really pretty.
Hello? What's the music that's playing? I'd love to purchase that on Napster.
Do you have XLI?
Or MSN Music?
MSNBC?
MSN Music.
Okay.
I want to play it on my Zoom.
Your iRiver.
This is the worst abort call.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
One minute.
You've been singing that. It's halfway out now.
You're connected.
Okay.
Hi,
hello.
There.
Hey. You know how
hey,
long I've been
Jamie
on?
Hey, I'm sorry. This is Jamie with Excel. How are
Jamie,
you doing
do you
tonight?
Remember me last week? I think I spoke to you last week.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyways. First thing I need to ask you is, what is that music that was playing? I'd love to purchase that on Napster.
Wait, I'm sorry, what was that?
Anyways, you sound like you're really experienced in these things, and let me pull myself together, Jamie. I just stopped at the Starbucks, and I'm a little stressed out.
Okay, that's fine.
I just left a Shoney's parking lot.
Okay.
I met a man on Craigslist. Are you sure you're not the same girl?
I'm.
You remember anything about Shoney's?
No, I don't.
Oh,
okay.
I'm just making sure. Okay. And I left the Shoney's parking lot, and I had an abortion.
Okay.
And
okay. Hello?
Jamie, I heard you laugh. It kind of made me upset. So please just don't laugh, okay?
Oh, no, I didn't laugh.
I heard you, though. I heard you giggle, or was it the black lady that was on the hold? Hello?
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, I'm telling you something very, very serious, and then I hear a giggle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I can understand how that might be upsetting to you.
She's not on the phone anymore, is she?
No, she isn't. She was just here to connect, or she just connected our call.
Okay.
So she should not be here.
Okay. As I was saying, I found this man on Craigslist, and I paid him to have an abortion through PayPal, eBay bucks, financed through them, because I couldn't afford it. The first $20 was free, and it was, as I said, in an abandoned show needs. I can't. It wasn't successful. I can still feel it kicking. And then he started acting strange. And like he started telling me that he had an addiction to eating mattresses, Jamie. Yeah. He started eating the soda mattress. It wasn't even Select Comfort.
I'm really scared to hear that.
Yeah. And I can see like a little foot popping out.
You could feel, feel what popping out?
I can see a little foot.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do. They're going to close the school. They're going to shut the girls.
I want to use the, I want to make sure that I understand you so that I can use our time as, you know, wisely as possible. I don't want to, you know, I want to support you to the best of my ability.
Yes, and so Jamie.
I just want to clarify what the reason why you called tonight.
Okay. Go ahead.
So my understanding is that you had an abortion, and you found someone on Craigslist.
Wait a minute. Attempted.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. An attempted abortion.
Listen.
And you.
You got it. Listen. Do you hold on, Jamie? It's not always about you. Now, do you have maybe a notepad or a typewriter?
I do, and that's...
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure you're getting the facts straight.
And this is why I came back to clarify.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to be sure that I got it right, and I don't want to misunderstand you at all. And so... You had an attempted abortion. I was going to say that you paid this man who you found on Craigslist, and he, the abortion
through the PayPal money market.
PayPal money market, and you, the abortion did not, it was not complete, and you could still feel, you feel the threat. But what was the part about the mattress? I heard something about a mattress, and I couldn't
understand. I'm sorry. I live in a bad neighborhood. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take the Lord's name in vain. It was just a black man was screaming by the door. No. I was sitting there, and he started freaking out. I don't know if drugs were involved, Jamie. but the man said he had an addiction to eating mattresses.
Okay.
Jamie!
Okay. And how, may I ask how long ago this abortion happened?
It was an attempt, and it was maybe only 2 hours.
I'm sorry for...
Jamie, Eve was weak. You know what I mean?
Ew.
Jamie, how old are you, honey? Are you qualified for this? Because something tells me I'm thinking you played the violin and piano since you were 3.
Well,
how old are you, Jamie? Sure. Please just tell me. Because I don't know if I feel comfortable telling you this.
I've been through 60 hours of training.
But come on, Jamie, now. Can you legally drive in the United States?
But
that's all you got. Jamie.
Can I have your name?
Edna.
Mm-hmm. My name is Edna.
Edna?
Snickerdoodle. Okay. The first.
Okay. I'm honestly, I'm struggling to I want to focus on
what I mean,
the reason why you called. And okay. I feel like we're kind of straying off topic, and
okay, yeah.
I prefer not to talk about myself. True. I'm here to support
is
you.
Is it normal for the fish smell?
Sorry, what was that?
There's an odor. The whole house smells like red snapper.
I feel like this is becoming an inappropriate use of a line. And...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm feeling like there's
I wanted. I'm sitting here crying, and then you have that negress get on the phone and she's laughing about me having this. I wanna speak to a supervisor.
God.
So put back on that damn classical music now. I want to speak to the supervisor.
You're going to have to
speak to Margaritaville or whatever her name is.
I don't know Margarita. I'm sorry.
Well, then but, one of the other girls, Cousin Jerry, I don't care.
Okay, you're welcome to call back the line at any time. I apologize, but I feel like this is becoming inappropriate. You've talked about fish.
Oh, God, it's coming out. Oh, my God.
So I'm going to end the call, okay?
It's coming out, Jamie.
What was that?
Yeah, Jamie, I think it's coming out.
I learned to roller skate,
the baby,
I got hurt. When I learned to ride a bike, I got hurt. Well, now I know how to roller skate, and I know how to ride a bike.
Blair, rejection
Hello?
Is a risk most people are willing to take. Haven't you ever been afraid that a boy might walk out on you?
What is going on?
Let me find a better example.
But Jerry. I said, I want a manager.
I was just trying to.
Great job, Madge. Great job.
Shut up, Blair.
I have to be protected.
Great job, Madge.
I just want a life, a full life.
Maybe we need to do this with our man someday, because she obviously doesn't know how to handle these things.
I'm sorry.
No.
I guess I'm still making mistakes where you're concerned. Will I ever get my act together?
Man.
Eventually. It's okay.
Stop.
I'm patient. And besides. Girl.
It's Cousin Jerry.
The wait.
It's Cousin Jerry.
So, are you going to see Mr. Palmer again?
Well, he said he'd call, and I said I'd go out with him.
Stop.
And if I'm free, I will.
Man,
oh, Jerry, be stop. Free.
Okay, I'm I done. Mean, bye.
Be available. Oh, I mean. Oh, see him again. He's such a nice
all
old
right,
man.
All right, Cheryl, hold on.
But... if you're gonna have
you're
to break his heart,
me the
shut
fuck
up!
At least wait until he grades my French exam.
Man,
I'm trying to get rid of her. You're getting me nervous. I can't find the thing holder. Hi. All right, I'm back.
I mean, she was, you know, stringing this stupid woman, this little girl, along, and she wanted to get off the phone, and she, you know, got her to hang on when she said that this thing was coming out. And then you started playing clips, and she hung up.
Yeah, because you were supposed to play the suction sound, as I told you, and
no.
you didn't. Yes, you said, don't worry about the
Since
suction.
When do you ruin phone calls?
You
What's
said,
up with this?
You said you... would
no.
play the suction sound, didn't you? When I
it
started,
wasn't required for the phone call,
it
man.
It was required because she was about to have the abortion. Abortions are
no.
accompanied by suction sounds.
No.
Yeah. What do you think, Deborah? Hello?
Deborah agrees.
Deborah is neutral. Neutral
okay.
zone.
Deborah agrees with me.
No, Deborah agrees that Jerry Jewell was appropriate at that time. Now, you just don't have the proper appreciation for the facts of life and 1970s television because you're 25 and ugly.
I kind of feel bad for that girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's apparently 14 or younger, and she's doing a Christian hotline for abortions that don't even know what, you know, pee-pee in vagina is.
She doesn't know about the fish smell, and every woman knows about the fishy pussy smell. It can infect your house.
Which number was that? Who was that? Was Bethany?
That was Bethany, but you called it. Let me see what you called it in your holder.
Holder?
Yeah, you had it named something else.
Boys?
Exhale Abortion Hotline.
Exhale?
Yeah.
What?
And you... I sent a link, I think, about this. It has a whole list of, like, different ones you
oh,
can
yeah,
call.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Is this after Bordy? Yeah, this is after Bordy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just call back. Fine, no suction sounds this time. No,
no.
Jerry Jewell. We'll
and
just
no.
sleep. We'll just sleep.
Shit. Just let Deborah do her thing. And if I have to get in, I will.
Fine.
Make sure to mute.
Thank you for calling Excel. Would you like to speak with a counselor?
Yes, please.
One moment.
Quite the operation, you guys.
Should Cheryl start since they already heard you, if it's the same girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm muting myself. They're
Hello?
Still on.
Anybody at all? What happened? Hello?
It's, I don't know. Just wait, I guess. You're the
Jamie!
Genie. I think the hold music, they're still on hold. I think there's just no, the hold music is rewind, right behind.
Or this is going to the FBI.
Yeah, am I on? Wait, it says, hang on, there's a message. After Bordy can't experience group video because their device doesn't support it. That's what it says.
Obvious.
Should I hang up and try again? Or just wait?
Wait. Who's doing video?
Come in. Come on. Thanks.
Well,
I was trying to come in bed.
Where's this bear?
Pizza, pizza.
You didn't even notice the fact that I covered my hoard with a nice blue blankie. Trotsky, look at Deborah. There's Deborah and Cheryl. Do you see that? See them?
You know, Sylvia says, you know, animals go to the afterlife.
You know what? I read this fucking bullshit today. It really made me mad. It said, Bill Streeter posted this. He said, dogs shit in the north to the south. They align themselves up with magnetic forces of the world. And I...
Oh, we got a new crisis line.
Oh, get me the number.
Yes.
Should I hang up on this? It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I think Jamie's got to do her homework anyways.
But they have several counselors.
Yeah, something tells me Jamie's doing an all-nighter.
Oh, she's doing some crystal meth?
While she plays the violin and plays piano.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were nice to her. I mean, I don't know why she was so defensive.
Well, apparently she couldn't drive yet, so. I don't think, I should have said, Jamie, do you shave your legs?
Why are you calling XL a board? Oh, it's the same thing?
Well, they didn't answer.
No, it's the 972, the crisis helpline.
Sure, sure.
Hello?
Hello, this is the helpline. How may I help you?
Hotline, Chloe speaking. I miss Chloe. I feel like the abortions are...
Cleo?
Here's the option line. Do we want the National Life Center helpline at 1-800...
This helpline, I should have sent it.
But it's called option line. It sounds like the same thing.
Is that the same thing?
Oh, okay, okay. No. That, isn't a 972 a... Won't they charge us?
Why would they charge us?
Or is that 976, maybe?
Okay, maybe I'll tell them that I was given an abortion to my sister Cheryl.
Okay, I'm listing...
You're also pregnant.
I'm listing this as Bort again, if we have to call back, just so you know. Bort again.
Crisis helpline.
No, it's called Bort again in my book. Bort again.
Why don't you put in parenthesis crisis helpline?
It's too late, because you're not the one producing the grum. If you want to, feel free.
Deborah, this is your call again.
And the problem was when you called, I think she was offended by the use of snickerdoodle. It might just be me. What? It's like abortion holiday? Men's abortion recovery? What? What? Men's abortion recovery. Now that's interesting. Oh, we're going to call them Mark. It's called Mark, Men's Abortion Recovery. You want to call them?
Okay.
Yeah, let's call them. But you have to use a man's voice.
Okay.
Or you don't. Whatever. Who cares?
Hello, this is Deborah. I mean, Johnny.
Joe. You could be Joe, because that goes both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the video of Joe I was playing in Tootie when you were talking? Or
mm-hmm.
You?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Didn't know if you enjoyed that or not. I know Cheryl didn't. But I think Jerry had a good point, and a poignant one. It was like pathos. Men's.
I always thought about Mrs. Garrett always having to clean up those damn track marks, you know, from her little metal stubs in the kitchen and stuff and that hardwood floor.
You thought about that? I never thought about that, but I will. God,
the number you dialed is not in service.
This is horrible.
Did I put the plus one in?
You try no abort again? Maybe.
Again? Okay. You want to call no abortion?
Project Rachel, 1-800-5-WE-CARE.
One at a time. Okay, we're going to call James.
Okay.
Because if I don't do what Cheryl says, she just yells at me.
Okay. Yeah, let's call James.
So this is James from Match James Sex Line, I'll call it. Is he in Afghanistan? Do you want to call another country, maybe? I don't know. We need to start expanding to other countries.
Yeah.
Where else do they not like abortions? I think Australia.
James. Or call, like, maybe the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. The Pope.
And we say we need an exorcist.
We can call the Vatican. It's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I had an abortion, and it popped out, and it started running around, and I don't know what to do.
It might have been that crucifix.
Oh.
Oh, James. Lord. Yes. I'm sorry it took me so long to call you back, honey.
How you
I was
doing?
So drunk the other night at that party, and I remember I put your number in the phone.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyways, But anyways, here she is. I'm going to put her on. She's been wanting to talk to you all night.
Thank you.
Okay. Cheryl, take the phone, sweetie, here. Take the phone, Cheryl.
Hi,
James. James, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We talked the other night. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Ooh. Are you getting excited?
Hear
a voice?
Yeah. I'm glad to hear your voice. I was happy that you called. I wasn't expecting it. I had no idea. So how have you been?
Oh, I've been great. Yeah. It was so great to meet you at that party and to do those things. And I just wanted to, you know, follow up and find out more about what you're into and what, you know, the possibilities are. You know, what you'd be open to doing with me.
What would you like to do?
Ooh, I like to do all kinds of things. I like to go for long walks on the beach. I like to eat fancy dinners. I also am really into playing with my prolapse. Do you know what a prolapse is?
No. Tell me.
A prolapse is when a woman's insides start to slip out and slowly fall out of her cavity. Have you ever seen something like that yet?
No.
Ooh, yeah. Sometimes it causes funny things to happen, but it's basically like a very deep, hot, wet vagina. Do you like vagina, James?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I bet you'd like this hot vagina. Have you ever played with a woman's piss hole? Oh, no. Hello?
I think you scared him.
You think I scared him with my lips and piss hole talk?
I mean, prolapse. I don't know why, but...
Call him back?
Yeah.
All right.
I met at a party. What?
A prolapse party.
You were wasted.
You met at a prolapse party.
Maybe we'll have to have... Deborah, I think you should talk to him for a little bit.
I'm sorry about my sister.
Yeah.
She her rosebud sometimes takes over.
Okay, what was
she gets a little senile because of the blood that rushes to the...
What was his name again? James?
His old... Yeah, James.
Is this J-Maids?
J-Meat.
Denver, you want to play with my pistol?
And then we're going to call the Cardinal Secretary of State at the Vatican.
Yeah. Can't be anything.
You reached the voicemail box for Jamal Mubarak.
Oh, no.
Please
Jamal.
Leave your name and number, and I will call you back as soon as I can. Thank you for your time.
Jamal, I just want to apologize for my sister's behavior. She's still a little high on a cocaine binge. And I don't want you any ways to think of the stuff, the trashy stuff she just said, to reflect on me. You know, I thought we had something going at that party. I may have been a little tipsy, but, you know, pissing through a giant, that's just not something that I think she should have been doing. So, anyways, I hope you don't, you know, take this to heart or anything. She didn't mean to do any of that. So, anyways, just give me a call back. You know where to reach me, 909-348-4472.
Yeah.
I want to try to call the Cardinal first.
Cardinal, then no one's going to be there.
No, it's early and it's a cell phone. He's the Secretary of State for the Vatican. This is a big deal.
What? Okay.
It really is.
Deborah, I'm sure can have a great conversation about Jesus. And
I hope
Lewis
you can speak Italian. Just try. I don't know what to tell you. There we go.
And this ain't recorded by the CIA. No. This is Secretary of State Deborah Wilkerson for the Obama administration. It sounds so weird.
Well, that's because it's Europe, honey.
It's ungodly.
It's the real Vatican.
No wonder they never invented anything. I mean, come on.
You can't call the Vatican ungodly, Deborah. Okay, we'll call the Archbishop's substitute Secretary of State.
Okay. Oh, wait. I'm going to be Deborah. From Deborah from the Michelle Bachmann campaign.
I don't think we should. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, that's fine. I thought you were saying Michelle Obama. Bachmann.
No.
Yeah.
Bachmann. You know, the one Wanda Wisdom laid on her yard.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so this is
back when she was fit.
Fit big.
She was a large woman.
She was a larger lady. It's true. Her wound was severely infected.
Maybe she ate mattresses.
That's you want it, or the cardinal? Mm-hmm. Well, that's possible. This is substitute Secretary of State Archbishop.
I mean, come on.
Somebody's got to be up. It's Sunday church. I mean, it's a little early, but still.
And the boys are, well, I was going to say the kids were in school.
Too much meth. Big meth party. All right. Well, I guess we're going to go back to America. Sorry, Trotsky.
I might just go on hiatus if nobody donates to Madge.
I think we just got some money. Hang on. I didn't check.
I think we need to call Artie.
Artie doesn't never answer. Maybe we... Let's call...
Oh, you've tried him back?
Oh, I called him this morning.
Fair.
Yeah, we got $20 from Grant.
All this money, if they're their own country, they don't even have a hold line.
No.
Well, they're tweaked out. All right, so Artie we're calling?
He don't answer?
That wasn't Artie, that was the Vatican. Artie isn't in England.
Deborah says he don't answer.
Oh.
Okay, here's another one. A guy from the chat line.
Hold on, I haven't called Artie yet. I already got him in.
I'm ready with my script.
Script?
Yeah.
Remember, I was supposed to ask questions for Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, right, yeah. What about that crazy guy from that wants to paint his dick?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, is this Artie?
Yeah.
Hi, Artie. My client, Mrs. Garrett, talked to you on the 22nd about doing some work. I'm her manager, and I had a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to talk right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mrs. Garrett told me about your conversation, and I want to be honest here, but I was initially very turned on and interested myself in doing some of the things with your sexy body that she told me you had talked about. Your voice kind of turns me on. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
What are you up to?
Oh, nothing, just sitting here watching porn.
Ooh, you're always just watching porn. You know, Deborah trying to call you, I think, this morning, and you didn't answer. Were you watching porn?
No, I was gone.
Oh, gone. So you do leave the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she left you a voicemail. Did you get it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Do you not, you don't like Deborah?
Oh, no, I didn't. I never said that.
Oh, okay. So can you tell me a little bit more about yourself? What do you do, Artie?
I get Social Security.
Oh. Why do you get Social Security?
Mm-hmm.
What reason?
I got kicked by a horse when I was 3.5 years old.
Well, you were doing what?
I got kicked by a horse when I was 3.5 years old.
Oh, you were raped by a horse? It's horrible. It's horrible.
I died 4 times.
Oh, no. You died 4 times?
Mm-hmm. My mom picked me up and then died 3 times during surgery.
How did you die?
Just, I guess my heart quit. I don't know.
Oh, but you're back now.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Little girl. Well, I'm glad that you're back, and so you can't work, so you just watch porn, and the government pays you to watch porn, essentially?
Huh?
So have you learned a lot from your viewing pleasures?
Yeah, from watching porn.
Ooh. So what is your favorite move that you've learned?
There's a few, but I've never tried them.
You never had a girlfriend?
Yeah, but we're split up.
Oh, you split up. Okay. Just one girl.
Mm-hmm.
So do you ever meet women on these chat lines that you're so fond of?
No, not yet.
Not yet. How long you been chatlining it?
For a while now, for about almost a year.
Okay. And are you disabled physically or mentally?
Mentally. I can't read or write.
You can't read or write?
No.
Okay. Does that... You can walk that. How does your dick work?
Oh, it works fine.
Okay. At large. Hello. How many inches would you say it is?
About 8 inches.
Okay. 8 inches. That's good. It's very good. So, you indicated to Deborah that you would be open to doing some scenes with a disabled woman. We're thinking of doing a scene with this girl who has cerebral palsy. Would you be open to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I should call Jerry Juvel and have her get ready.
Have you ever done something with somebody that is disabled with a palsy?
No.
No? Can you speak up? It's hard to hear you.
No, I haven't, no.
Okay. Can you say the following? I'd like to do what's called an audio screen test. It's where I kind of see what it would be like if you were, you know, going to do a scene. So can you say, "Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett"?
Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
So very good. Let's see. How about, I want to fuck your black, your dirty black pussy.
I
want
to fuck your dirty black pussy.
Oh, yes. Say with such feeling. It's good. Okay, let me think of a few more. I want to taste you, Mrs. Garrett, while a small Asian watches from the IHOP.
Say that again?
I want to taste you, Mrs. Garrett, while a small Asian watches.
I want to taste you, Mrs. Garrett, while an Asian watches.
Ooh, yes. Mrs. Garrett, I want you to shit on my chest.
Mrs. Garrett wants you to shit on my chest.
Yes. I want to fuck Sylvia Brown while she's reading my hairy palms.
Say that again?
I want to fuck Sylvia Brown while she reads my hairy palm.
I want to fuck
Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia Brown.
I want to fuck Sylvia Brown while she reads my palm.
I want to fuck Sylvia Brown while she reads my palm.
Yes. I want Misty from The Hatch to lap on Barbara Walters.
Say that one again.
I want Sylvia Brown to shit on me and scratch me with her talon.
I gotta go. I got a call coming in.
Can I ask you just a few more questions?
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you might get into the other scene that we're thinking about doing. We're thinking about doing an adult baby scene. Would you be willing to get into that, wear a diaper and pretend to be a baby?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you shit in your diaper?
No.
No, okay. Pee?
No.
Okay. Do you have a lot of dandruff? No dandruff. Okay. Okay. And do you know what a prolapse is?
No.
You don't? No, you don't know what a prolapse is?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Have you ever been fisted? Would you be willing to be fisted?
What's that mean?
Well, it means when somebody puts a fist inside of you.
No.
Okay. Would you be willing to do that to someone else?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, I mean, it basically starts out, you put a few fingers into the woman's vagina. Let's say my friend Jerry Jewell, who has cerebral palsy, you put a few fingers in, and then you work up to four, and then five fingers, and then you put your whole fist in, and then she comes, and the liquid runs down your arm. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you do slave play?
What?
Would you, you know, do slave play where you pretend to be someone's slave?
No.
Okay, would you be willing to be called a white nigger?
No.
Okay. Would you be willing to call somebody else then?
No.
Okay. Not even for an extra $50?
Yeah.
Okay. So money talks here. So you, what would you, so how much money to get into scat play? Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, we're doing this new line of videos where, you know, it's involving fecal matter. So, a poopy, and we're paying top dollar because there's men out there who really like that. And so we sell a lot of videos. So we're thinking we've got this pot of money, got about $5,000 sitting there for the right person. Would you be willing to get into duty?
I don't know.
You can watch a lot of porn for $4,000.
Oh, I probably would. I don't know.
Okay. And what would you be willing to do for $4,000 with duty? Would you be willing to, you know, have maybe Jerry Jewell poop on your chest?
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe she could write, I don't know, a chukunyoko on your chest.
Do what?
She can write, you know, white nigga on your chest.
No.
No, okay. So, do you have any missing teeth?
I have no top or bottom.
No top or bottom teeth?
No.
Okay, do you have dentures?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, do you do gummers? Have you ever done that, given, you know, a gummer? Do you do scenes with men for enough money?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, have you ever been with a man before?
Yeah.
Ooh, ew. It's hot. So are you bisexual? Hoovers?
Me and a friend do it.
Ooh, you still do it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so you do get some. So you get some more with the men than the women's.
My buddy, he has a hard time getting it up, so I've never been fucked in the ass.
Oh, so you fuck him in the ass?
Yeah, but I've never been fucked in the ass.
Okay. Well, that's pretty hot. Is your buddy hot?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's wonderful. Yeah. Ooh. I've got my fingers in my pussy thinking about you and this man. What's his name?
Daryl.
Daryl?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Ooh, finger in my jine. Yes. Ooh, do you ever give him a gummer? You suck his dick with no teeth.
I'm not too much sucking. I like fucking guys in the ass.
Oh. Have you ever gotten any duty on your dick?
I have, yeah.
What'd you do with it? Did you wipe it off on their face?
No.
Okay. Did you wipe it off on the sheets?
No, I wouldn't take a shower.
Okay. That happens sometimes when we're filming. Sometimes and people will have a what we call bloody, which is blood duty. Because, you know, they're doing it so hard. We've got this line of videos here at FlavorWorks called, Raw Rods 20. And so it's all raw with the, do you ever do anything with black men? Would you be considered that?
He was on again.
You'd be up for that, yet?
I said it would have all depend.
All depend. They gotta be hot. Have a nice ass. What about stretch marks? Do you care about that, yet?
No.
Do you have any teeth, like, in the back, like any snaggle tooth that, you know, if you were sucking a dick, that it would get caught on there? No, that's good. Because we've had that before with models, and it causes a bloody mess. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you masturbating right now, thinking about that?
Yeah.
Oh, should take your dick out. Yeah. Should think about my pussy layups. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you got a car?
No, I don't. I ride a bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle. Oh, okay. How far can you ride that bike of yours?
I'm an easy rider in town right here in Redding.
It's good. Gotta go pick up your check and bring it to the bank. Mm-hmm. Duty blowjobs, yeah. Well, I think that it sounds like you'd really fit the bill of what we're looking for here. So I need to talk to some other people in our company, especially Dorm Dad. But we may call you back with some more questions. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I already thank you so much for your time. And if Mrs. Garrett calls you again, please answer her call. She, you know, really enjoys talking to you, and I think would like to talk to you some more. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Artie.
All right. You have a nice night.
You too. Bye, honey.
Bye.
How'd I do?
Well, A++.
It was good, but I think Artie was a little bit
retarded.
Yeah. I wonder what happened.
Daddy catching him.
What?
Daddy catching
him. And kill him his fifth time?
He died four times. That's
like
right.
Like the girl from Gone with the Wind. And the horse kicked her.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
You don't remember the little girl from Gone with the Wind? Their baby. Scarlet's
poor
baby.
Artie.
She was on the horse.
Artie. Blue Ivy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember Blue Ivy, yeah, dying at Coney Island.
Yeah.
Why you gotta hate man?
I wish we could get somebody from the Vatican. There's Archbishop Substitute. Oh, we tried him. Archbishop Foreign Minister. Monsignor Assessor. The Monsignor Undersecretary.
Man, I think that we're done. It's midnight.
Are you calling me? Oh my God! This is the whole. This is the number of Joseph Ratzinger. That's the ex-pope. I have his phone number right here. We're calling him. I'm sorry.
Deborah is calling him.
This is seriously.
And then this is the last phone call. I need to go to sleep.
This is the actual. I don't know how this is on the internet, but this is his phone number.
I'm sure it's not really him.
No, it is. It's in the internet.
Right. Listen. Okay, last call, Madge.
Last call is Cardinal Joseph. Now, be respectful, Deborah. This is the Cardinal.
Okay.
Yeah. Ratsy, I'll call him. How weird. What a scoop that would be to have Cardinal
on. What's
his
name?
Cardinal Ratzinger. I don't know. What are you calling Joseph Ratzinger, but... Do you call him
former pope?
Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody in the audience know what you call an ex-pope?
Saint
Pope Ratzy.
You could call. Yeah.
Doesn't
call him
he
something.
Only speak Italian?
No, he speaks German too.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he speaks English. He's well educated.
Ching chong, ching chong.
Just tell him you're scared of having an abortion, and this is the number you found on the internet, And it's and you remember he was the Pope, so you thought he could help.
Okay.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay, do it.
I'm calling. I just think it's more fun to build it up because you know he's not going to answer, but it's fun to play. Okay. Shh. Shh. It's a play. It's random.
You know what?
No voicemail up in there.
He has a fax. Does that help?
I don't know if I can talk that fast.
Oh, you want to call? You want me to call the McDonald's?
Why are you?
What is that number you just gave me, Deborah?
McDonald's in United Kingdom.
Since Ratsy didn't answer, this is the that was the second to last call. Now we'll call the McDonald's. As say you left something in the bathroom, maybe? I don't know. What are you gonna to do?
A brooch.
Yeah, brooch, yeah.
In my fanny pack. We'll use that one.
They may not know what that is in British, but that's good.
Catheter.
Better be 24 hours.
Good morning, thank you. My name, how can I help you?
Oh, can you speak? Can you hear me, honey?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was in there earlier. I've been traveling with my girls, and I seem to have left my fanny pack in the bathroom. You know, us Americans are our fanny packs. Is there any way somebody could go in there and check? Hello? Did you hear? Can you understand me, honey?
No, sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, well, it's hard for me to hear you too, Spice Girl. But as I was saying, can you check the bathroom for my fanny?
She hung up. We'll call back. Tell her to put the damn dishes down this time.
Okay.
Because she was just making too much noise.
I want to speak to the queen.
Maybe she... I'm just excited that even though he didn't answer that we got the Pope's number, ex-Pope. Too bad.
Well,
you know, maybe later he'll answer after he's done aborting.
What happened to Cheryl?
Oh, shit.
She's been dropped.
Drop it.
What happened? Shh.
Premature aborted.
You yell at her. If she answers, please yell at her.
Oh?
It's the same place. They didn't answer. I mean, they hung up on Deborah. Didn't you hear?
Yeah, and then you hung up on
me. I didn't hang up on you. The British lady did.
That's all there is.
Okay. Yeah. They're not going to answer. Maybe call this one.
Hello. Is this
gotta
also
have a closer?
Is this a McDonald's?
This going to be a surprise.
Oh, good. I love surprises. I'll just call it Surprise UK. I don't know how to spell surprise, but I made up how to spell it.
It's pretty sad, man. Like a boot camp. You know how to spell
it. We don't take spelling, honey. That reminds me, I need a job. Okay.
Well, this will make somebody really confident.
Yep. What happened, Deborah? I don't think that was a good number.
It's not a good number.
It didn't. It didn't work. Let me try it again. Shut up, Cheryl.
Maybe they did. They shut the Skype off.
They're closed.
Too much light.
They closed the school. Hold on. I got one more. Wait, which one did you just give me?
Try the second one. I don't know.
The 06 at the end?
Yeah.
How about the trucker's hotline?
For lot lizards?
That one's, yeah.
Have you called them before, Deborah?
Yeah, about my homosexual son.
I think we should end with that kind of call.
Okay, then, okay. I've already got McDonald's 3 going in, so just wait. Then I'll do that. Homosexual son.
Homosexual son. I'm
Hello?
Cottage Farm Turkeys. Thank you for calling. There's nobody here at the moment to take your message.
There's nobody there.
If you'd like to receive your telephone number and a short message, and we'll get back to you soon.
Okay, I'm leaving this. The trucker hotline, I'm indexing it under Lot Lizard, just so you know for next time.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Last call, hopefully, if they answer.
Make it good, Deborah.
All right.
Make it talk. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza, there's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Alice?
This is Captain Jerry Lusher, Bus Stop Ministry,
your
name and number, and I'll look back to you as soon as possible. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
There's always Thoric Hospital. You want to call them?
Okay.
We just have to have somebody answer.
No.
What, then?
Thoric, that sucks.
Thoric?
Yeah, it sucks.
Okay, well, what do you want to call? We have to call something to end.
Let me see.
And call one of the other Cardinals again.
No, that's really horrible.
Ratsy, Steve Sex, Surprise UK, Tan 2, Tan 3, Tan 4.
How about?
No abort. Men's abortion recovery. No abort.
No abort. And if they don't answer, then call through Google Voice.
Okay. Quah.
Now, we need
Deborah needs them.
I need a good idea now for this.
Okay, well, the FedEx man fucked you. He was delivering your Mac Pro.
For Sister Sylvia.
You wanted a Mac Pro, and instead, you got raped.
This is the helpline. How can I help you?
Oh my God! I'm so glad you've come. Hello, how are you doing today? Hello. Hello? 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 This isn't Cheryl. Don't prejudge me. I think between me and Cheryl.
Did they have a memo out?
She did say, you know, that they have personal email that they send out memos.
I should have
just, should have just answered instead. Karen alert.
Karen.
Okay. Did you still want me to call using Google Voice?
Yeah, I think I'll try this time.
Yeah, because your voice is very hard to recognize.
I'm just a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Do the little girl voice.
Yeah, then it sounds totally different from the other one. Hang on, let me find the Google Voice caller holder.
I'm just a little girl, an innocent woman.
By the way, Apple finally fixed my thing. Apparently.
Well.
1-800. The moral of the story is never go to an Apple store, just mail it in.
You got it back ready.
One day, I mailed it. I mailed it, and then They got it the next day. They fixed it that same day, and they sent it back to me today. So it was took 2 days.
Yeah.
At the Apple store, it took 2 weeks.
Always faster.
Yeah, yes.
Those little hands get wrapped up in the circuit.
Uh-oh. I heard a voicemail transfer. I titled girl. You mean little girl?
This is the helpline. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Esther, and I was wondering if you could give me some assistance.
Hello, this is the helpline. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Esther. Can you hear me? Hello? Honey? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
You know, she just said, just kill it.
Sorry, I had something wrong. I have to call right back. I had to set it wrong. Sorry, HIV AIDS.
Calls are answered or received, so please step line.
Oh, damn it.
If you'd like to find out more about the option line, you can
look at the great job, man.
Optionline.org.
Let me just call right back.
You got us in the loop.
Shut up. She's probably still just being like, hello, hello.
Calls are answered.
God damn it.
Okay, it's time to end the grum.
No, we haven't gotten anything in. Oh, yeah, we did. No. Yeah, that's not. Okay. Can we at least call Thoric Hospital?
No.
We just have to end with something. What can we end? We have to call somebody who will answer, even if it's 5 seconds.
Just call the phone. Here, I'll give you a Waffle House, because somebody's going to answer the Waffle House.
Yeah. You can always do the old standby, the lost purse with the corn poos. Oh, poor Cheryl's in
agony. So
Cheryl's in agony.
After all these great calls that I did and that Denver did and Manchester ruined it.
Oh, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Waffle 80. Where is this Waffle House? Hmm?
Yes.
Where?
I'm Georgia, Atlanta.
Looks like that number. Oh, God. Carl's.
Dang. You done?
No. Who's that number?
Another waffle. Come on, you're running a switchboard. Come on.
Kinda. Got roller skates going on here. There's little girls here. Can you hear them?
Yeah. Yes.
You like them?
Yeah, I mean, little girls playing.
They're the ones that make Trotsky abort. Trotsky.
Thank you for calling Abbey Hill Park Waffle House. Can I help you?
Yes. I just pulled up. I was outside in my car. And y'all have some blacks out here.
Where outside are you?
I was outside. I pulled out. You had a black outside with a mattress. I'm not kidding. And she was eating it. Is that normal?
Okay, I can end with that.
That was pretty good.
Hi.
All right. I just need a theme song now. Just give me 2 seconds. I got it right here. And then we're going to be done. Top.
And
10 seconds. Just hold on the phone.
Very
He's
rare.
Got the whole world in his hands.
Nope.
Got the whole world in her arms.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
Good night, man.
Good night. Good night, Debra's.
It takes a lot to get them right when you're learning the facts of life. Learning the facts of life. Learning the facts of life.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting. This has been given so much publicity that I am an out comedian for the first time. The funniest thing I've seen so far is a friend of mine forwarded a tweet to me that someone had tweeted, said, "Oh my God, Jerry Jewell is gay? I thought she had cerebral palsy all this time." Believe it or not, you can do both. Not only that, you can have cerebral palsy and be Jewish. You can have cerebral palsy and be Catholic and feel guilty about it. You can have cerebral palsy and be an alcoholic and nobody would ever know. I remember when I was on Facts of Life, I'll never forget, there's a friend of mine, he took me to this place called the Pleasure Chest. On Santa Monica Boulevard, because he wanted to open and expand my world. And I go into this place, and I'm in shock. I'm like putting in batteries, you know, wow, God, this is amazing. And I'm looking at all this stuff, and Tony comes over to me and goes, "Jerry, we have a problem." I said, "What?" "Everybody recognizes you from Back to Life." Oh, shit. Okay, all right, Tony, just go with me, okay? I know how to handle it. I'll find something really cool that I specifically came in here to look for. And I spotted these clothespins. They had all these different color clothespins. So you could hear me throughout the Pleasure Chest, "Tony, I found the clothespins! Oh my God, look at, they have all different colors!" And Tony is like, "Oh my God, what is she doing?" So I lined up all the clothespins on the counter. And the cashier came over to me and she said, "You're Jerry Jewell, aren't you?" Yeah. And she said, "Well, I see you like clothespins." I said, "Oh, yes. You don't know how long I've been looking for clothespins." "Aren't they just adorable?" "My God, you have them in every color." And he said, "Not only that, but we have heavy metal ones." And he puts these two heavy metal clothespins next to my cute colored ones. And I said, "Well, those look really expensive. How much are those?" And she said, "Oh, you don't have to pay for them." I'm giving them to you with my phone number. You see, I like clothespins too.
The audio gay, there are perks to each world. There really is. I mean, you get great parking spaces in one group, and I won't tell you which group it is. I mean, can you imagine what gay parking would look like? Never mind. And LAX. Now, I admit I use a wheelchair to go through security. I'm not an idiot. So I go through security, and the thing of it is, they have to do a manual pat-down. That's what you do when you don't get out of the chair. They just pat you with their hands all the way down. So I'm sitting there one morning last week, and I decided I'm going to challenge these TSA guys because they told me that I had to wait, that they were waiting for a female TSA to pat me down. I said, well, just get me a male. No, I'm sorry, ma'am, that is against the rules. Males can only do males. Oh, so you have to wait for a female. I said, but I'm gay. He didn't know what to say. He looked at me and he said, really? I said, really? I said, I really want a male because a female pat-down might be just a little too exciting. In fact, I'll be honest with you, it will be so exciting because it's the closest thing that I've had to sex in 5 years. Thank you and God bless.
As adults, they do seem unscathed, as though they escaped the child star curse, something soon-to-be 85-year-old Charlotte Ray, who played the lovable Mrs. G, tried to point out.
I'm so proud of my girls. They all turned out to be straight, straight.
Meeting them backstage,
hi, I'm Cynthia McCann. Nice to meet you. Hi.
I wanted to make sure I understood precisely what Mrs. G was going for.
When you got up there tonight and said, my girls have all turned out, we're all so straight, what did you mean?
Well, I meant that with good parenting and...
Because I think some people in the audience didn't take it the right way. You meant that they all turned out to be great.
I was thinking of a tree that grows up straight to the sky.
Gotcha.
Like that.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
What did you think?
Well, that's what I thought, but some of the people who followed after you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh. One cast said we didn't turn out so straight like those facts of life people.
And I have to say, as Natalie, you know, being overweight, what people come up to me and say is it was so amazing to see an overweight character that wasn't a joke.
May I help you?
I'm looking for Blair Warner.
Another breakthrough. It was the first television series ever to have a regular cast member with a disability.
Says I don't have cerebral palsy, I'm drunk.
Blair's cousin Jerry, played by comedian Jerry Jewell.
I gotta tell you something funny about that T-shirt. That T-shirt that I made, I didn't know how to spell cerebral palsy. I didn't learn how to spell it until I did Facts of Life.
The highest rated of all 209 episodes was when one of the girls lost her virginity.
Hi.
It was a storyline originally meant for Blair until Lisa Welchel refused.
You decided to do it.
And I decided to do it because, please, somebody's got to do something at this point. And let it be me. It would be spread over the course of 4 episodes.
So while they did learn plenty from their long-running show, they didn't get rich doing it.
We got paid, and then we had residuals, but then it faded away.
So I'm interested, though, because lots of people at home think that when you're on a sitcom, you're making $1 million an episode.
Well, I am. I don't know what happened.
Yes, that is Oscar winner Cloris Leachman, who took over from Charlotte Ray for the last 2 seasons.
We don't exist in the time of now when you do have $1 million-plus salaries per cast member per show. But I think the important thing for us was not just the financial blessing that it was, but also in so many of the other areas.
And it is those blessings that they're celebrating by coming together. lifelong friendships and admiration, especially for their beloved house mother.
To be led by our most gracious and amazing fearless leader, the very amazing star of our show, Charlotte Ray, was just extraordinary. And we love you, Charlotte.
Taking a chance on love.
I understand that you have a birthday at the end of this month. I know everyone here wants to join me in wishing you a very happy birthday. So we have a birthday cake. Instead of singing happy birthday, would you indulge me?
No.
Can we do it?
Take the good, you take the bad.
Take them both.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that one.
Come on, we can do this for cake.
You can do it for cake.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take the bad, and then you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. Where the world.
I tell you.
Yeah.
What?
Where do you get off playing that and taping me?
You're on tape now.
Why don't you turn that thing off?
No.
Okay?
Turn off that thing.
I mean, all you want to do is record these things and just make them and make yourself puffed up and feel good.
I'm going to put that on, I'm not kidding you.
Shut that off before I shut you off for good.
Turn it off.
Why did you turn it off?
I'll tell you. It has a recorder and everything I say. Turn it off, I'll tell you.
You want to waste your fucking tape, please? No.
Enough is enough.
Why?
We don't need it.
You don't need all this.
Just
hullabaloo.
I know
what you're doing, Andy. I mean, I know you. What you're doing is like you feed things into me and you get my reaction and then it goes on tape and then, you know, you listen to it or you save it or whatever you're going to do. I don't know what the heck you're going to do. Mm-hmm. See, you think that I really don't know. When you group on me and you think that I really don't know, and really I know, and you know that I really know, but you say I don't know.
There's a crooked street in Houston town. It's a well-worn path I've traveled down. Now there's ruin in my name. I wish I never got off the train. I wished I'd listened to the words you said. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street. You'll be lost and never found. You can never turn around. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Once I held you in my arms, I was sure. But I took that silent step to the gilded door. The desire to have much more, all the glitter and the roar. Now I know this is where the sidewalk ends. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street. You'll be lost and never found. You can never turn around. You won't go down to Fannin Street. When I was young, I thought only of getting now. I said goodbye to my street, goodbye to my house. Give a man gin, give a man coke, give an inch, he takes a yard. And I rue the day that I stepped off this train. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street. Don't go down to Fannin Street. You'll be lost and never found. You can never turn around. Don't go down to Fannin Street.
Turn that fan towards me, will you? Because you know I have that menopausal thing. That's not hitting me.